If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious. OnTheRightStuff.biz.
All right. It is your Friday paywall edition of the Daily Show.
Shekels can be even dearer, friends, especially when there are many, many of them.
I know. I'm sure hit some greatest hits here. That's what you sign up for to hear those ones. What's the other one here?
Let's go collect some rent.
Let's go collect some subscriptions. It's Friday. It's the Daily Show.
Today is the day of the subscriber show, and it's like we can't shill for subscriber on subscriber show.
No, all I could do is thank them, which is what I'm doing. I'm showing my appreciation by hitting some old ass drops.
Yeah, it's not.
There you go.
If you subscribe, you too can get subscriber thank you on subscriber show.
Yeah,
subscriber.
Right. Right. So that's where we're at here. Right. This is number 875. This is the last show that we have a graphic for, like that little. My little cloud down here. So it's just going to say 875.
So we're just going generic after this.
I think it'll just be the yellow splat, nothing else. Because that guy,
I want a graphic.
Well, the guy sent me the graphics. He sent them in two separate folders, and I never downloaded the second folder. And like the guy's using his own.
Send it to you again.
I don't want to bug him. Like I imagine, like he just didn't. I don't want to impose. Like he, like man on internet does it for free. I don't want to bug him. Like, hey, by the way. I had so little respect for that contribution you made to our program that I didn't download it in a timely fashion. Could you please inconvenience yourself once again for my benefit totally with nothing in it for you so that I can have a better... It's just like, I don't want to do that to people. We appreciate... We had 76 very fine, very nice graphics, and we can let that go. Now, we never had them before.
He's going to hear this and send it to you.
I wouldn't make that assumption. Or if he hears, he does not have to send it to me. It's fine.
It'll be okay. Still like Autobots and Decepticons fighting in the background. I think that'd be cool.
Well, we got to think what we're gonna do for 900. What are we gonna do?
1-900-TRS. 1-900-TRS.
1-900 go to Mars.
BFG 900.
What is that?
It's be something.
You know the GFG 9000. It's the big gun in Doom.
Oh, the big fucking gun. The big freaking gun. Yeah, I remember that. Hold on, my fucking gain is a little too hot here.
That's not bad. That's not terrible.
Do you know what one of our subscribers just said? This is a cyclist, a guy I personally know and hang out with.
Oh.
He just fucking said one of the most black-pilling things imaginable. Imagine your dad saying how cool Beardson and Baked Alaska are. It's like 20 years later. You know, you're growing up as a kid, and your dad is just talking about Beardson, and he's talking about Baked Alaska.
You don't have to worry about
people
that.
Like that.
Like somebody who thinks those guys are, no, he's talking about in the future. Like those people aren't going to have children.
Oh, okay. Oh,
they're never going to have wives. Or if they have children,
those people aren't going to have children.
Or they're going to speak like another language.
I thought you meant somebody's dad said that to them, and I was like, whoa.
No, that's a self. It's a self-correcting problem.
Yeah, that's not going to be an issue. No, so, I was thinking like. You know, you're talking about Doom and the big fucking gun. And I was thinking the other thing where, you know, like you could do like the game. Remember that game? Boom. Where you have like big fucking butt sex in Botswana. Like.
Oh, boom. Charlie Kirk.
Big butt sex in Botswana. The BBB. Big butt sex Botswana. The Boom 100.
Yes. Not good.
You know, that was my jam.
It's like instead of Better Business Bureau, it's like Big Butt Sex Botswana.
Not big butts, that's Botswana, but I did play Doom. I played the shareware version when it came out. Or
shareware?
Shortly thereafter.
Pay for it.
Yeah, they had this thing called shareware.
I remember shareware. Shareware was just like the precursor of like, do free trial and then pay later.
So yeah. With the shareware, you never had to pay, right? You just never pay.
Yeah, you don't ever have to pay.
You never really had to pay. They just like, can you please give monies to me? I used to play Kraz, and there was another... Croz is a fun. You can still play it on emulator, but your computer runs so fast now that you have to like you will the game will finish before you can even make a move. They were also doing that. They had that problem when they were doing King's Quest on emulator. Like they, you can't. You have to run an emulator to run these things. It has to emulate your computer to be really slow if you try and run it. And like that. You know, there's people that are doing, they do these King's Quest speed runs. And there's people that are now completing the game in like under a minute. Which is crazy.
Gotta go fast.
Well, my thing is like, you have to, I think they've got like somehow like keystrokes so that the commands that you have to type, you had to type out commands, right? Or they're just really fast at typing. I'm not sure if it's like under a minute. They're doing it like 2-3 minutes, though. And they do it by like, there's certain ways you can make the character zip. And you zip to this point, type the command, zip. You just know exactly. But I'm like, is that even fun, though? Although the point of King's Quest was like, you wander around the stupid graphics and then you touch everything and then you see if it works.
I don't think the speed run.
Like, touch,
I don't push. I don't think the speed run thing is about fun. I think it's just about like.
About beating it. It's like about sending a message.
It's about being like being a tranny on like YouTube.
I've seen some speedrunning of Doom levels, and there's nothing fun about it.
No, it's not about fun. It's just about sending a message. But I tried playing King's Quest, pretending I didn't know how to do it, and I didn't actually know how to do King's Quest because I never played that. But I did play Space Quest, and I had to actually. I remembered like most of it. But there was a few things I still had to cheat on.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever play Chex Quest?
No.
Chex Quest was a version of Doom, and it came with Chex cereal. It was basically they reskinned everything in Doom.
As, like, Chex?
Ridiculous.
Reminds me.
To be, like, the breakfast cereal pieces?
Yeah, like the breakfast cereal. Yeah, you would get...
So you're, like, you're shooting Chex, or you are Chex, and you're shooting...
They had, like, some sort of green slime monster type
shooting
things
in there.
Like they. The 90s was a weird time. It was just a strange time to be a kid.
There you go.
There it is. There it is, Chex Quest.
That's funny.
He's a piece of Chex, and he's shooting it. What are these green things?
I don't know. The bad guys in Chex Quest. There's some kind of monster thing. I don't know.
Like little boogers.
But the thing is, it uses the Doom engine, and so they try to make it less violent than Doom, but it's still the Doom engine, so it's dark and depressing the whole time, like just due to the shading.
Zorch.
Mm.
Yeah, this is Doom with just like those are goofy.
Yeah.
Goofier
cartoons. They've just changed the sprites of the textures.
Yeah.
That is quite interesting. Just any other good screenshots here? Kind of all the same flavor here.
It would be better if they did like text-based adventure game with Chex. Where your little Chex guy walks around like the breakfast table.
Well, without graphics. Without graphics, you'd forget that you were the avatar of a breakfast cereal. You know, at least right here, you have the little Chex thing in the middle to remind you. Like, this is a...
No. I'm saying those games have graphics. Like, but it's different. It's not like a shoot 'em up. It's like you move your little guy around, and to interact with anything, you have to type commands. As soon as Sierra games stopped being typing, they sucked. Because they in the early 90s, Sierra games moved to like an interface where you had a mouse that you would click on stuff. And you would click on something to talk to somebody, and you click on something to touch it. And so you had a hand, you had a mouth and stuff like that, and you would use those. And it's not fun.
Hmm.
I never played any of them, but I've watched people doing plays of them for a few minutes and be like, this is stupid. Like, I don't like this. The Space Quest wasn't any good past Space Quest 3. Now, Space Quest fans will tell you Space Quest 4 was the best version, but it was not. Space
Quest 3
was the best version.
This has Chex Mix, not the cereal. Chex so that's
Mix.
More like
Chex
that's
Mix
the,
Quest.
That's your afternoon snack, Chex.
I think they should,
Chex
they should
Mix
make a new version.
Was, I think, a subtle... Because I think that was multicultural Jewish propaganda, Chex Mix.
I want to play Chex Quest Eternal.
Because I don't need rice Chex and wheat Chex mixed together in the same bowl.
No. What you
rice
no,
Chex,
no,
wheat
Chex,
Chex
no.
suck, and rice Chex
no,
is
Chex,
awesome.
Chex Mix is you have the Chex, but they have like Funyun Dorito dust all over them, and then there's like pretzels and Cheetos and little like bagel chips, pumpernickel bagel chips. That's Chex
Mix.
Oh,
you know what it was? You know it's no good? It was Crispix. because Crispix was one side rice, one side wheat.
Yes, it was the Mulatto.
I remember, I would just drown that shit in sugar.
It was the Mulatto
put
cereal.
My point is, I don't need, I want all rice. I just want rice Chex.
Because rice is basically you're just eating sugar. So it's,
yeah.
The brown side is like.
It's rice with milk and sugar.
Or
and then you, yeah,
seed
you,
oil.
You put milk on the rice and you put sugar on the whole thing. And it's like, wow, this really tastes amazingly good. Yeah. Wow, how did that happen? Rice, sugar, milk, and sugar. Because there's sugar, already sugar in milk. So
you know what the worst seed oil is? Rapeseed oil. It doesn't even ask permission.
Doesn't ask permission for what? No seed oil can ask permission. It can't speak.
Okay, literal, like. Remember literal? Seed oil's good literal, for you. Jim. You may maybe like do an Opie and Anthony bit. Oh, literal, Jim. Mm. What are you talking about? No oil can ask permission. So are we going to do like Transvisibility Day first? Are we going to talk about
the I want to do the Transvisibility Day with the Chair Force.
Can we do a quick absurd thing with like the recent spate of like dead niggers on social media?
Sure.
I just want to confess, even though like this is a paywall show, so only the elite get to hear me do this sort of like make this kind of like bad optics admission. Like I know this isn't good for politics, but the video of the two like preteens, like they're like 10 and 12 or something like that, like both like one accidentally shoots both of them in the head, like she shoots her cousin and shoots herself in the head, and they both die. Have you seen this?
Wait. I thought she just shot one of them in the head.
No, they both got blasted in the head, and they're both dead. And then, there's also, if you heard FTN.
I didn't watch the whole video.
I saw a video of some black person shooting someone in the head and then shooting herself.
Yes, those.
Why did she shoot herself? Is she too stupid?
We don't know, but I'm just, before we get into the specifics, there's that, and then from FTN, there was Splat Albert. Everyone has seen that, with this big 340-pound nigger, like, fell off the freefall ride. I'm not going to say that I'm, like, enjoying these things, but I have zero, like, fucks anymore. Like, on the level of, like, hey, that's somebody's kid and they still died. I'm like, yeah, but the problem is these dead niggers. It's not a tragedy anymore. Like, they're bludgeons now. Like, somehow this is being made into our fault. Like, if something happens to a nigger, no matter what the outcome,
yeah,
it has to be turned, it has to be put on the news, it has to be put in your face on social media, it has to be commentated on into somehow being, like, some sort of neglect or racism or like, just ill will from society towards them that made this stuff possible. Like, with the two niggers in the bathroom, like, literally, like, that just shouldn't have been on the, they just shouldn't have covered that, because to my knowledge, that's just TNB. You have like they're having a birthday party for some nigger. It's 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. Yes, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. These two nigglets are in the bathroom with a loaded Glock with a drum mag. That I don't know if you saw that round thing. That's a drum magazine, and they're live streaming on one of the Zoomer platforms. I don't know what. And this nigglet has got the gun pointed to the back of the head of the other one for whatever reason, because hand signs and being black and. Violence and shit. It's just artistic expression. It wouldn't be fair to like put this up in a court of law, as we know, like song lyrics. Accidentally shoots that one. And then I'm pretty sure she's like, oh my God, did that just happen? And like looks into the gun barrel. How is this possible? And accidentally shot herself.
I just watched it. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm pretty
sure.
And her little braid goes, whoop, and I just find myself laughing at the braid because there's nothing.
You
there's
see
no,
her head shake, and the braid goes.
Yeah, the head, the braid around. Goes up in the air. It's hilarious. That's why that's a new phrase. Like instead of in a bathroom, my braid's gonna go up. I'm gonna fucking kill myself. My braid's gonna fly up in the air. Anyway, but like,
I didn't know. I only watched it once, and I was like, "What am I looking at?" And then I realized what I was looking at. I was like, "Oh."
But it's like,
well, I'm gonna say this.
I'm supposed to look at this and not be. I'm not supposed to draw conclusions. Like this is just what these people do, and I don't want to be around them anymore.
Draw conclusions. Absolutely draw a conclusion. I'm not an enjoyer of it, but I also am like, this is what happens is sort of my view on it.
This is what these people do.
And I don't respect, I don't accept any responsibility for this.
Why aren't we having a serious, like,
that
we should,
this is
no.
my fault in any way or any other white person's
but
fault.
But you're supposed to. I don't know what, if they've
tried. I don't feel any sympathy or empathy for these people.
I don't
think of them as people. Like, my brain doesn't process those as fellow human beings. Like, I have white children with blue eyes. Like, those
I
are,
feel
those
more
are
bad for the kid that fell off the ride, but, like,
we'll get
know,
to that
it
one.
It is what it is.
But it's like, these two, like, how many innocent
I mean, I don't really feel bad. It just, it's like,
How many innocent?
Yeah, I don't feel any I feel no necessity to
that,
like.
That kid weighed like what, 300 pounds?
300 something plus, yeah.
He's huge.
What?
We weren't talking about him yet.
Okay. Well, I just looked up the first pair here.
I'm trying to like intercept any like
police initially described it as a murder suicide.
Right. I mean, that's
good. But you watch the video and you're like,
well, that's basically what it was.
Dumbass niggers.
I mean, yes, there was no intentionality here. That's the problem. Like, this was not like in order you had. There's no sentience, therefore no intentionality. It was just like, what happens if I do it? Oh, all that. It's like, yeah, when you put a gun against someone's head,
this is a birthday thing.
You're going to
die. Oh, man, birthdays are so deadly for niggers.
I like when
birthday parties always lead to death among blacks. Yes,
I like how they can't get the door open because the bodies are in the way.
Yeah,
I like that part. Like screaming. Of the parents.
So the other people seem to know, or people, the other blacks seem to know that they're in there with a gun fucking around.
Right.
And so is this a thing that blacks do at birth? Now, I know blacks oftentimes...
Here's the next question. Is anybody going to get charged in this entire incident?
Well, who'd they get the gun from?
That's going to have to be something that they just strategically don't look
freak
into.
Accident.
You know?
I don't see anything in here about anyone getting charged.
The initial story I saw was like these parents lamenting about this being a murder-suicide. No, there was something more to this. Or I don't even know what... She was looking for an outcome where it was like, nobody's... Don't nobody be judging nobody. It's like... I don't have to. But I am happy...
I'm not judging, believe me.
I'm happy...
I'm long past that point.
I'm happy
freak
for...
accident.
I'm happy for their...
question.
If it's a freak accident, why does it happen all the time?
Right. That's my question.
I'm happy for all their potential future victims that are going to survive now because they're not around to victimize them. Like, how many people, aren't going to die?
I actually have a serious question, though.
Okay.
And this is actually, I'm actually curious about this because Alex mentioned, like, this is a birthday thing. I'm wondering, is this a game that niggers play at birthday parties or something? Some kind of chicken or Russian roulette or they just shoot guns or what? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm wondering if there was some ritual aspect to this that niggers tend to do.
No,
I know that birthday parties tend to
just,
end in shootings.
Niggers just peacock with guns. It's just what they do. And these were two little kids imitating what
they're like teens, like they 13,
10 and 12
years old.
It's like 10 and 12, I believe. They're just imitating what they've seen their role models do, which is the members of their family. They got guns and they gesture with them. And this one's just, and it was loaded. It's like, this is what a gun is for. A gun is not just like an accessory to make you look tough. It's actually a weapon of destruction. And if you point
that's why for someone, these own their own good, like these people need to basically be segregated and have weapons removed from them, like that for their own good,
yeah,
and for our good too.
And there's no discussion about nigger control. Like, why isn't there a nigger control bill on the table?
It used to
like,
be
how
a major preoccupation
niggers?
Of this country, but yeah. Now no one talks about it.
You can't really do gun control because, like, the last thing you want to do is get somebody in trouble over that weapon because you know.
Well,
it's
you know,
illegal.
What's sort of funny is Joe Biden just signed the anti-lynching bill. Did you see this?
No.
So people were joking about it because they're like, well,
does that mean we close the
finally
parks?
Blacks are safe in America now, anti-lynching bill. I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing, like, are whites safe? No. And whites are less safe now, because what this means is effectively any appearance of some kind of collective violence against the black is going to be interpreted as a lynching. So
right.
Black criminals that encroach on white property or threaten white people, if there's any kind of response singularly or collectively, this will be interpreted by this bill as a lynching, and you will get in trouble. Now, we've already known that this happens, generally speaking, when the media gets a hold of it and they do hate crime and stuff like that. But now they just have another tool in the toolbox for that.
Maybe they'll finally...
And this is supposedly a response to armed robbery case with the McMichaels and such.
They'll finally have statistics that match up to what they want to project about lynching. They'll finally maybe they'll be able to get the numbers up. We'll actually have the majority of lynchings being black victims.
Now, speaking of this, we had a guy call in to Mike and Warren last night who had written to Gregory McMichael in prison and received a postcard back from him saying thank you for your postcard. It's very difficult in here, but I'm praying every day, and we hope that God's will be done and blessed and stuff like that. So he is going to get the information on how people can write postcards, because they're in some Georgia State Penitentiary, and you cannot write a letter to them, and the postcard cannot be stamped. So you have to go to the post office and have them – like, it can't be a sticky stamp. You have to have them do the postage and stamp the postage to send them a postcard. But he's going to put out I think he's going to put it out on Telegram. He said he's going to make an account and put out the information on how to do it so we can do it. I told him to get it to the Global Minority Initiative and stuff, but yeah, anyway.
Do we have any speculation as to what forms of vile niggerishness led to these restrictions on sending mail to this particular penitentiary?
Yeah, because I'm saying, like, if you're in a Georgia, I'm assuming, okay, you're in Georgia State Pen. Like, what do you think the population
of that prison what do the niggers do with, like, self-adhesive stamps on a postcard?
I don't even know.
Like, what could they possibly?
I think it's just to make it hard, dude.
Hidden in there.
What?
Please turn it like cocaine hidden underneath the stamp.
I guess you could.
You put like LSD grains on it or something. I don't know.
But if it's stuck to the postcard, like, why do they have to? You have to like sand the edges of the postcard so the guy can't paper cut his friends with it. Or something?
Dude, you could possibly put drugs on like absorb drugs into the stamp and send it. Oh, I don't know, God. Dude. I'm just trying to. I'm with you. I'm wondering why.
I just know. Like every time there's some weird like onerous regulation, it's like, all right, what nigger did what with the alternative to make this possible? So and then like, but I just like the point was like I've never been to like a level of not giving a fuck, almost like yeah, good when I read the news about niggers anymore, and it's basically because of 2020, the burning down of this country, and then the McMichaels case, and I'm just wondering like. How many Americans are sort of feel the same way that aren't like ideologically, you know, where we are? Just thing like, because you know, usually stories like
why
these,
are we being asked to shed tears? Here's my question: like, if you hear,
I was just gonna say that. Normally, a story like this is like it's so sad. It's like, wow, what a waste of poor children. It's like these people with all this. You pretend that they had some kind of potential, even though they're niggers, and like no one, and everyone goes, oh, it's so sad. And but like, there's no. There's nothing to be had out of these stories that anyone can do anything with other than what? Like, is it humiliation ritual? Like, even though, like, you're laughing about it, you have to pretend that you're not. If you're a normie, I don't fucking know. Because you can't have a discussion about gun control. And what are you going to do with the kid that fell off the ride? Like, what are you going to have a discussion about, like, safety and insurance at amusement parks? Like, give me a fucking
presumably,
break.
With the kid that fell off the ride, it was because the harness wouldn't fit on him because he was too fat.
Right.
So my question is, there's a lot of fat white people. What if this was a white person? What would the response be? Would people be discouraged?
White people are going to do that because if that fucking harness doesn't fit, they're not going to get on the ride. Because we have brains. Right.
That's true. Also, a white person would be like, oh, this isn't fast. I'm getting off. This doesn't fit. I don't want to fall off.
We're not stupid niggers. We're just not going to get on the ride.
And there's also no pressure against the staff being like, all right, you got to go. You can't ride. You're too fat. Like,
there you go. That's a good point. That's a good point. White person, if they couldn't attach, they would tell them to they have to get off and not feel bad, even if the fat white person got belligerent
now,
with them.
The only problem with that theory that I had was because I had said only a Karen wouldn't let the nigger on the ride, and only a Klansman would let him ride the ride, knowing it was dangerous. That was but he was refused two other rides that day. This was his third ride he went to. And, like, I was talking to Jazz about it, and he's just like, well, what level of, like, niggerishness were he and his friends at where they're, like, being, like, this is the third ride? Are they being, like, belligerent now? What else?
Right.
Instead of the trolley problem, what Sven has created here is the K&K problem. You're either a Karen or a Klansman.
You pull this lever, you're a
Karen.
Well,
what's the third K? If you don't. Karen, Klansman, and.
Killed.
Carl. Marks.
You're killed. You got on the stupid ride. You fell off.
That's true. That's a very good point that Jazz Hands makes, which is what level of sort of public sort of nigger shenanigans were they at where the staff was like, all right, we're not going to mess with these guys. Like, we don't, just we're in any hands He's off. Fine. Just leave them alone. Like, we don't want to step in here.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a picture of him with the harness on. You can tell he's like sitting there pretending to wear the harness. Like, there's no way it's locked. It's like, the bottom of it, where it's supposed to come all the way down and go, you know, those kind of shoulder harnesses they have at amusement parks.
Yeah. There's no way in that ride.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. Yeah.
So it's like
I
have ridden roller coasters. There is a zero probability I'll ever get into a device like that if the safety equipment doesn't connect correctly.
Well, he just doesn't know. Probably this is how stupid these people are. Like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll just hold it down as I travel 75 miles per hour and then stop suddenly.
Yeah, the G-force, I mean,
his nigger brain could just not make the connection between what was...
Combined with his weight, like the G-forces are going to be too... He's going to overwhelm his ability to hold the thing down. Well, the other thing is maybe he could hold it down if he focused all of his strength on doing it, but maybe he was too dumb to do that.
No, it was like a... Only Matthew McConaughey and Christopher Nolan can come up with a situation. Like, only, like, you know how he's, like, docking into the spaceship? Where he's, like, going, like, 68 revolutions per minute in this spaceship, and he's able to somehow control the docking stick and get it done. That's the world we live in. Like, Christopher Nolan did this to him. I'll just hold on.
So the camera pans over, and it's Fat Albert, and he's in the same situation. Yeah. His fucking fat head, like, skewed over.
I watched that video once
because I heard people talking about it. Yeah, and talking about the sound that it made, and I was like, "All right, my curiosity has overcome. I usually don't like this stuff. We should play it.
Well, that's supposed to be a prank.
No, like, we're not going to play it.
When someone is talking about, check out the sound it made. Like, there's a really great edit of it where it starts off with the Star Wars scream, and then there's like a really crazy splat. And then,
I only watched it because I was curious. And there's all these sound bites. Once I don't need to hear it again.
Yeah, no, the sound has been edited out, and people would put sound effects into it. All the Bamber lamps. Oh, he leaking. All that shit. It's like, I'm just like, ooh. But, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Maybe, I don't think the sound I heard was edited in.
You might have heard the regular screaming. It's not pleasant.
That's what I heard.
It's not pleasant.
We're not going to play any related monkey shines here.
Oh. Since we're on the topic of Negroes. This piece of legislation is something California is trying to pass.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about this. A bunch of stupid rightoids were trying to say this. They want to, like, sacrifice babies and stuff. This is, like, part of, like, the WEF.
As usual, our analysis on this sort of thing is not the over-the-top occultist conspiracy thing, but far more mundane issues of whether it be niggers nigging or Jews Jewing. Like, these are the, you know what I mean?
You mean post-birth abortions is not just a way to cover up for all the babies Dr. Fauci killed?
Well, it is that.
Oh. Okay, as long as
that's
it's
part
that.
Of it.
California.
Dr. Fauci specifically, though? Or?
Dr. Fauci specifically.
He sacrifices
tens of millions of babies.
He vaccinates children and they die.
Okay.
If you're born to a vaccinated mother, you just spontaneously combust at some point. Science. Mm.
It's like a crack baby, except you're a vax baby. Oh, fuck. I haven't been keeping notes.
Vax baby. Baby.
I'm going to write that one down. But yeah, you know what I'm saying with like the lack of... I just have like a lack of empathy at this point with these people.
Well, my point is this, which is that when these stories are presented to me and I am expected to shed tears, I'm like... Well, look, I guess I could sort of say, yeah, okay, if you have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old child, like, shooting each other by accident, that I can admit, I can say that's a tragedy. But why is it that only this is ever presented to me? Are there no white tragedies? Are those ignored? Like, there's white tragedies every day. What about white people that are abused and attacked by blacks?
Right. How come I was just gonna say,
the tragedies, how come there's no human interest about these people? How come the public is never asked to empathize and sympathize with them? What about Christine Spicuzza?
Right.
Like, there's been very little attempt to present her as human or a human tragedy that happened with her. And so I am simply not going to do it. I'm not going to we are at this point where like I have a hard heart about this stuff, and you can call it ghoulish if you want,
but let me stop you right there.
I don't have room for this shit.
I think most of America does have a hard heart for it now. I don't think
it's increasingly so. I think there's a lot of Americans that are probably think it's a lot funnier than they would like to admit, you know,
and they're not sitting there like wondering about all the lost potential of these three lives, and like they're just not like they'd just be like,
no, everybody's reaction to this shit is like, if not like outright racism, just like this is Darwin Award shit, right?
Yep. There's no way like this doesn't hit like it used to. Nobody's pretending that these people are.
I don't know if it ever hit. Well,
no, there used to be a lot.
No one ever hit like that nigger did though.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. No, but they're used. They're ghoulish. There used to be like pretending like like these people were just like the world was their oyster and these terrible things happened. It's like, no, these things are always what was going to happen to them.
And the thing is, the Christine Spacuzza thing wasn't even a freak accident. It was like she was fucking murdered.
No, she was murdered by this crazy nigger.
She was straight up murdered. She begged for her life and was murdered.
Yeah.
And not for, it wasn't for money, because she doesn't have money. You don't have money when you drive Uber.
So it's straight up racial murder legislation. So we got this important legislation. California legislation would decriminalize killing newborns. Boy, who would be killing newborns and need that to be decriminalized? Let's dig in. Of course, is that a white baby? I guess that looks like a white baby in the picture there. That's what you're supposed to think about. Go on, Alex.
Right. So the text here is, notwithstanding any other law, a person shall not be subject to civil or criminal liability or penalty or otherwise deprived of their rights based on their actions or omissions with respect to their pregnancy or actual potential or alleged pregnancy outcome, including miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, or perinatal death, which would be your baby is born and then dies within a certain number of weeks after being born. And so I actually did
perhaps in a dumpster
this bill. Because I needed to confirm my biases. And I found, deeper down in the actual legislation, it says, civil and criminal penalties imposed on pregnant people is a critical issue for pregnant black, people. Indigenous, and other people of color who experience adverse pregnancy outcomes as a result of systemic racial inequities and are more likely to be under scrutiny of state systems like child welfare or immigration. So, translation... niggers are constantly neglecting their newborns, and they're dying and suffering as a result.
Sometimes they're just killing them, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes they kill them. Sometimes they just put them in a dumpster, throw them out a window.
Are they under scrutiny from, like, Child Protective Services, though? Like, does scrutiny take place?
Meaning they're in the system.
You know what I mean? Scrutiny as if, like, the system's out to get them. It's like, no, the system's out to cut them a check.
But the point being, I understand what that author is trying to imply, that like scrutiny, like engagement with system equals scrutiny, right? But in fact, it is true that niggers, generally speaking, are involved with some sort of social service or another, meaning that, and they would like to imply that because all blacks get special privileges,
right,
that this means that that's like greater scrutiny. No, what it means is when you're black and you have a child, you will be inside some system whereby some state service worker, some state social worker is there trying to direct taxpayer money to take care of you and your dumb family. Here's a fact, make sure your stupid kids don't get killed and shit like that.
In 2013, half of all Sacramento County infants who died in their sleep were African American, despite African Americans only making up 10% of the population.
Wow. Yeah. And that's awful,
really makes
right?
you think.
And the, you know what it is? It's really the white people in Sacramento County that created that outcome. It's like, it's really interesting, the breakdown in causality reasoning that happens with this shit. It's like essentially, as we've always talked about, probably since show number one, it's the first conclusion you come to when you start moving in this direction, which is that, oh, these things are happening because black people are stupid and negligent and just don't take care of
poor
stuff.
Evil.
They're stupid and lazy, so these things happen. But this will always be presented by the system as if it's their negative conditions are the result of some sort of social discrimination against them or some sort of legacy. The systems that are in place because of the legacy of this previous discrimination. And so it's sort of like... yeah, basically what they're doing is they're saying don't put black women in jail if they murder or negligently kill their newborns.
Yeah.
That's this law is about.
That's
it's not about the gist of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about like sacrificing newborns to Charles.
They don't need to sacrifice newborns. Yeah. Blacks, if they wanted newborns dead, like just have blacks have a lot of kids and a bunch of them will end up dead.
Yeah. We're not sacrificing Klaus Schwab. Like, that's not what's happening. This is just about decriminalizing like more nigger behavior.
Well, Klaus Schwab.
There's another way to like keep.
You said Charles Schwab.
Get out of jail free card for blacks.
Not sacrificing my broker.
Charles Schwab.
Yeah,
I was going to say Charles Schwab.
So
what did Charles Schwab do? Well, let me tell.
I wonder if there's a relationship there.
Right,
but no, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. I'd have to look.
How long do you have? Let's discuss Charles Schwab.
Can Charles Schwab handle your like stockbroking? If you're not invested in like great reset narratives,
Well, I think the idea is that Charles Schwab wants to take your like retirement plan.
You know who I like?
Great Reset.
I like David Lerner. I like David Lerner and Associates.
Oh God,
David Lerner.
They I like was it? Remember, like Merrill Lynch became Merrill Edge. I'm like, what? You're like a more edgy.
Ooh,
it's like a more edgy investment bank. Like
I didn't know they could become Merrill Edge.
Oh, yeah, they became Merrill Edge. Unless they maybe changed back.
See, I haven't listened to AM talk radio in so many years, I'm not up on these changes. It's been probably...
Oh, dude, hearing all the ads that used to be on TV for this shit.
David Lerner Associates.
David Lerner had the best sales pitch. It was like him and his like Brooklyn Jew voice with like wild idea that like you invest in like a bunch of different things. So if one thing goes down, like you don't just like go down with the ship. You have diversity in your portfolio and a conservative approach. It's like, oh, my God. No one's ever thought of that.
That is Merrill Edge.
Merrill Edge.
Retail banking company. Merrill Edge.
It's like they're like a metal band now. No, they're like a pop punk emo core band. Like they're screamo.
Merrill Edge.
You know what's funny? One of the earliest property domain name lawsuits, because when the internet was new, people started doing like domain squatting.
Yeah. I remember that.
And this dude had like MSDW, and he got sued by Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Trying to like get that domain, and he was like, "No, it's something else. It's like
my dick.
Special deep."
My
I don't know. He made up something retarded.
My sucking dick women. It's a porn site.
He wasn't domain squatting.
That was a good joke, and he talked over it. I remember a guy owned Fleet Boston when Bank Boston and Fleet Bank merged, and this guy was like, "I'm gonna be a billionaire." I don't know how they resolve
that. Yeah, they don't buy it from you. They just fucking sue your ass for
now
demand you hand it over.
Well, now the domain squatting is like, was it Nordfront.se? Just EU just took their site down based on some anti-discrimination thing in their charter. That's good.
What?
Was it EU or NATO? It was EU, right? It was an EU law.
It was EU. Based on like some kind of...
What are those mewling faggots doing?
Nordic Resistance Movement, which is sort of like a white nationalist
long-standing
in it's been around for a while. It's up in Scandinavia there,
yep.
And they had Nordfront.se, I guess, which is Sweden, and the EU seized the domain yesterday.
And they cited that it's basically just on speech ground. You're not allowed to have these opinions on a website.
Yeah, they didn't even say like you're traitors because of the Russia thing. They said like this.
Well,
I
think this is kick the dog mentality.
Yeah. Well, what I said is
they're real mad over there right now.
Right.
They're real mad. Nothing that they've done against Putin has worked.
Right. Russia. And I said this in the statement that I wrote for the National Justice Party last month. In the very final paragraph, I said, one thing we have to watch out for is that as their impotent rage, like these people are going to be coping and seething over Russia. And the thing is, they can't do anything for Russia. Well, what can they do? Well, they can abuse us. Not just us, but like white people generally. Yeah.
Which will work out really well.
Generally. Yeah.
We should punish people that have nothing to do with it and have no say over anything.
Yeah.
Because you can't you can't beat the actual force that's lining up against you militarily and economically.
So as I said earlier, how like the Russia like basically interrupting like unipolar Zog hegemony is good.
Well, I think they've ended it. But I don't think they've just interrupted it. Like this is it. Like
yeah.
What are you? You're the only tool in the toolbox you have, NATO, is nukes. What are you going to? If you're not going to nuke Russia, you might as well just pack it up. Like what else? Right, what else are you supposed to do?
What about sanctions? Oh,
well,
they can't do that now.
Well, they've got a counter coalition and a different economic system that can just survive without you. Now what? You're like the only tool you have left is like threaten to nuke Russia, and like
or some kind of military action. I saw people trying to jam up the idea that if Russia cut off gas to Europe, this would be a military. This would warrant a military response.
I sanctioned Russia, and now I'm digging in the couch cushions looking for rubles.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very smart. So to go over that really quickly, what Putin did that was smart was he said that after they sanctioned him and after they stole Russia's foreign currency reserves, his dollars and euros, whatever dollars and euros,
which is fine. That's not an act of war. That's
Well, here's my point. This is what I'm getting to, is that so when Putin says, okay, so countries, unfriendly countries, meaning countries participating in the sanctions, now have to buy their gas from us in the ruble, they balked at this and said this is a breach of our contractual agreement. So I'm like,
cry about it, faggot.
Well, but no, but not only that, it's like, well, are it's like sanctions and stealing our foreign reserve currency a breach? It's like if you had, it's like if you had a contract, like it's like if you had a contract with some business written down where you're like, okay, I'm gonna, you're gonna like service my house or something like that for this many years, and I'll pay you over this whatever, and then that business comes to your house and like steals your money. Like breaks into your door and like steals cash in your house, and you're like, all right, I'm not paying you anymore. Like, you're breaching the contract. You know what I mean? It's like, we have a contract right here. So yeah, but you broke into my house and stole shit from me. Like, but this on paper right here, and there's no agreement saying I wouldn't do that, but here, you know? So it's like you sanction Russia and you steal their foreign currency reserves, and then they're like, oh yeah, so now that you've done that, you're gonna have to pay in our currency. Now their argument's very sound. Like, we can't do anything with your dollars and euros.
Right.
We don't have any way to spend those. We don't have any way to use those. So you're gonna have to pay us in our money, in money we can use, which is the ruble. And the accommodation that Putin made was, he said, okay, so what you can do is you open up a new account in Gazprom Bank, a ruble account. You can keep your other account, your euro or your dollar account.
Can I do that?
You put euros and dollars. What's that?
Can I do that? Can I get a ruble account that like comes with credit card processing?
I would love to have ruble because it's going up right now.
I would just love to have like freedom in banking. Like, will they accommodate my
business
needs?
Yes, I would just like to have freedom in banking. I don't know if this is going to help us with that, but who knows. So he's like, you can deposit your euro and your dollar into your account in Gazprom Bank. Gazprom Bank will take that money. They will exchange it on some currency exchange somewhere in the world, maybe in Russia, maybe in India, maybe in China, who knows, someplace. Get the rubles, deposit those rubles into your Gazprom Bank ruble account, at which point you can now buy your gas. And the reason that this seems like a roundabout procedure, because what the EU would like to do is pay in euros or dollars just directly to their Gazprom, already pre-existing Gazprom bank accounts, and get the gas and then freeze those transactions and like steal that money back.
Right.
But since they won't get their gas until those are turned into rubles and given back to them, at which point they pay, that option is cut off. So they're going to be asking, well, why doesn't the Russians just take our euros, send us the gas, and then they can exchange it? It's like, well, because you'll freeze the transactions. You'll steal the money back.
You'll do a chargeback.
And so this is a way – and then the problem is they'll effectively try and do a chargeback. This is a way of preventing them from doing a chargeback on Russia. And the thing is, as soon as they did that, Russia would then say, okay, now you haven't paid. Now you've breached contract. I mean, seriously, is stealing Russia's foreign reserve currency a breach of fucking contract? I mean, I think it is. Or it effectively puts so much bad faith that there's no need to honor the previous contract.
Right.
So they're literally – it's really funny to see the United States, really the EU, these EU governments, you know, after they sanction Russia and openly declare their intention to destroy their internal economy, to destroy their economy and destroy their currency, suddenly crying foul over some fucking contract, over a gas contract. It's like, get the fuck out of here. This is the kind of shit that makes me want these people to lose just inherently. This kind of dishonest, slimy shit. I just want their face to be rubbed into the mud because of the fucking audacity of this kind of shit. This is what drives me most crazy about this entire fucking government. This, our government, their governments, the entire Zog regime, is this slimy, smarmy dishonesty. This pretense of moral rectitude on their part, and then the pretense of the other guy is being not playing fair. It's like, nah, you're involved in a fucking a conflict.
Well,
with this
Jewish
guy. He's got no reason to be nice to you. You're playing fucking victim. Get the fuck out of here.
That's just Judaism. Any opposition to their interest is immoral, and they proceed
and
as
and it's like, oh, it's so this victim, look at this bully victim, and then also
are they literally shipping weapons over into Ukraine right now.
Yes.
Or trying to.
That's still happening.
Yeah,
as far
so
as
you
I know.
Sanction a government. you essentially fund and arm a state
enemy.
You
send guns over there, it's going to result in the death of Russian citizens, right?
Yes.
Like, that's going to be the result. You're helping kill Russians, and then you're crying about a contract.
And you, not only that, you stole their money.
This is literally like being in the middle of a gunfight and be like, you broke the contract. What are you doing?
Yeah. And they're trying to steal their gold. Because the Russians have gold reserves in various places around the world, and England right now is trying to find a legal reason to steal their gold.
I like when they
Just trying to steal everything from this country.
I like when they pretend to have this pretense of like legality. We have to find, you got to find a way to turn your crime inside out. Okay.
Why not just fucking do it? Steal the gold. Fuck it. But Russia also has now pegged their currency to gold at 5,000 rubles per gram, I think right now is a smart move, because what that means is they're essentially creating an incentive for people to hold ruble as a reserve currency.
Yeah.
They're creating ruble as a reserve currency around the world. I would not advise constant pegging to gold, but as a way of making your currency more... as a way of making more governments hold your currency as reserves in order to trade with you or to possibly trade for gold. It's a very smart move.
Need a new term for that.
What's that?
So we have to, it's like pegging. Pegging has to be scrubbed from all discussion.
Okay, linking? Linking it to
gold?
Okay,
we can link.
Docking it to gold?
No, not docking. Jesus Christ.
I'm really... Ruble is docked to gold.
Sorry. It's disgusting. Now I'm thinking of Matthew McConaughey again.
Ah,
with its high speed interstellar docking.
I hate that movie.
I actually enjoyed it.
Was the harness like fully attached?
The harness was fully attached. He was not
during the docking procedure.
Well, Matt Damon was ejected from the ride at one point. That was a good scene. That's what caused the spinning space station. Was Matt Damon and his docking technique was an imperfect link. And so when he opened the airlock, there was an explosion. He was rocketed out. He leaking.
He ejaculated out. He was just sorry.
No, he was not ejaculated. He was ejected.
Okay. Anyway,
that's gross. I'm sorry.
The whole thing is gross.
Everything is gross. That's why I think I. What do you think I watched?
We've now poisoned the actual valid analysis we just did.
This entire regime is fundamentally evil.
Oh yeah. Yes, Jewish.
It's evil and it's hypocritical.
Jewish. Like, these are just all Jewish people need to accept. Like, these are just like, who would do such a thing? Jews. Who would be hypocritical? Yeah. Who would be evil? Who would cry out as they strike? Who would make these demands? Who would accuse you of war crimes as they do war crimes? Jews. It's just what they do.
And then the funny thing is,
and who would see it as a moral, spiritual affront to the idea that you're just not going to play ball in our rigged financial game anymore? They don't just take that as like, this isn't just like opposition. This isn't just competition. This is like, to them, it's flat out evil. Like, what do you, like, we cut you off swift. It's not so much that like, it's not about the economics of being cut off of the SWIFT system. It's like, you're a bad nation now. You have to get this moral fucking scarlet letter off your country's back just because it's bad. Don't you understand that we don't want you on SWIFT? And they're like, well, I make my own SWIFT with like blackjack and hookers. And they're like, no, you can't. You're evil. You like, you all have to starve to death now. You know, it's just like such a, and they're just evil. And I just, it's delicious that they're still posturing as if they have the upper hand in all this. And it's clearly like none of the techniques they've developed over the decades are working right now. I hope that continues. But it's like, they seem astounded. They don't know how to deal with the fact that like these techniques, these strategies, it looks like somebody planned ahead for them and is now just being like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I don't need to play ball with you. Go piss off China next. See what they do.
Well, they, look at this.
They treat it as like a moral injury.
Yeah.
And to like recover their honor, they have to punish you like as viciously as possible.
And then write in the media that only their like slavish, I almost said slavish. That's not what I was, the opposite of what I was saying. Their like slave audience gets to read articles about how Russia's actually reeling and desperate. And like, their economy's failing and they're losing the war because of these. It's like, they're not, though. And like if, when that media reaches their eyes, they just laugh. They laugh at you. We're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah. But the other thing they do is they do these sort of then you'll occasionally you'll look in sort of the think tanky press and stuff like that. Not tanky, but think tank press, not think tanky. You know, that would be tankies actually really funny. So think tanky.
Tankies don't think, they act.
Yes.
They have agency.
But in sort of that area, you'll get like one economist who'll be like deep concern for Russia about here's why doing this is a big mistake.
Yeah.
Like this ruble for gas, this is going to be a big problem.
It's going to blow up in your face, yeah.
This is not going to go well. I'm really worried about Russia. Russia, I'm concerned about you. And I think if you do this, it's just a really bad move. I'm just trying to be your friend and warn you that if you essentially neutralize our sanctions against you and also strengthen your currency on world markets, that's not going to work out for you.
Don't agree to this peace settlement that puts you in a worse geopolitical position than you were before you started the military action,
yeah.
You're just going to be – it's just not going to work out. You're just going to be
actually were floating that Russia was agreeing to it in order to pretend like they had like lost and were compromising. In reality, the Ukrainians just put forward an unacceptable proposal, right. And the Russians are like, yeah, we'll take this.
We propose that you lose war.
Yeah.
Nyet.
Yeah. they pretended as if Russians, like, accepting the proposal, here it is, and they're like, okay, we will take and look at it, as if they were, like, now accepting it, the contents of it, you know what I mean?
Maybe you saw this, Mike, but the Western media essentially had to admit that they were engaged in information operation.
Everybody
claimed that Vladimir Putin was like being isolated.
I posted that on Telegram.
The info.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, no, I posted that on Telegram. The New York Times, I don't know, others have maybe said this. The New York Times was saying, because they did this story a couple days ago, and I guess Jen Psaki's on vacation because they've got some other mousy little woman doing press conferences.
Yeah,
they've got
a different daycare lady.
They've got a different Sunday school teacher doing this.
Oh, God. No offense to Sunday school.
Which is what those two women should be doing in a decent society. So
should be like organizing the coffee hour, like after church.
Yes, they should be putting the coffee cakes and donuts in that
function, they get to be just as like you hate them just as much because like you have to deal with them to get your cookies on the table. Like, and they make it, they might find a way to make that about politics and social standing.
When I was
a kid,
I never really cared much about the ladies that did coffee hour. Sometimes I was marshal. Sometimes I was drafted to go help them.
Yeah, but it's women
like
that
once
have
a month.
It's
I had
women
to
have
that.
A job to do. So now it's a fucking, now it's a rat race. Like they make it in these unique little like social hierarchy, like status grabbing. It's weird.
Maybe they do now. When I was a kid, the old ladies did.
Yeah,
coffee
you're right. Maybe it's maybe
nice.
That's maybe I'm just being too modern with it. Maybe you're right.
They would just tell me like, "Hey, take this tray of coffee cake and go put it in the meeting hall."
You put it.
Okay, I'll do that.
You mean put it in my face? Shut up, lady. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking eat this thing. Why do they call it coffee hour?
I just eat
cupcakes the whole time.
I was also
cupcake hour.
I was allowed to take whatever I wanted. Yeah. If I wanted something, I could eat
anyway.
It. Like I was allowed to do that.
I cut you off with the Sunday school thing, but yeah.
Anyway, so they came out with this report that like Putin is ice. They're trying to do shades of like Stalin, like the image of Stalin.
They're still doing it though. They're still showing up in media.
That he's like he's paranoid.
He can start.
Crazy, he's isolated.
He can start photoshopping Roman Abramovich out of photographs. Only now, like it's easier.
Yeah. right. They're saying his lieutenants, his top people are afraid of him, and nobody wants to report bad news, so he's not getting correct information. So he's acting like a crazy person, and he's doing. And I'm like,
so it's like it's downfall in the Kremlin.
No, but it's like
that's
it's like
Putin
the,
right
it's
now.
Like the image of Stalin, right? The image of Stalin. Have you ever seen? There's a movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're taking Stalin, but they're turning him into Hitler in Downfall. Like that's what they want. The, like erratic, screaming.
Because there's another movie with Stalin where they have. There's not many movies about Stalin. There's another one. It might just be called Stalin. I think it's got Robert Duvall in it. I think he might play Stalin. I'm not sure. But there's a scene where Stalin is there, and like he brings Zinoviev and like a couple other of these guys in, and they're literally like trembling and sweating as he's like walking around, like Like he's eyeing them and like walking around. He's saying stuff.
Why are
to
they
them.
Are they Jewish?
And he's like cleaning. He'll be like you got something on your suit. You know what I mean? And like he's like, you know, he's like intimidating them. Yeah. Well, Zinoviev is Jewish. The two guys that were depicted here were Jews, right? And I think Stalin did kill these guys at some point. In any case, that's the image they're trying to invoke. Like I said, it's sort of like the idea of like the trembling, sweaty minor official goes before Stalin and says factory has not met quota, and then Stalin's like, oh. Right, shoots him in the head. Like, that's what they're trying to – those images are Cold War images they're trying to evoke here. And I'm just like, I just don't believe you. I just don't believe you. And it's clear what you're doing. So the New York Times then says now, the New York Times tries to play it as if this is real and not just propaganda, not just a lie. And they're like, this leaked intelligence saying this is part of the ongoing information warfare campaign – that the White House has been conducting against Russia since the beginning of the war. And I'm like,
So
there's no reason to believe it.
New York Times.
So you're telling me that, and then you still expect me to believe it.
That's the thing that kind of blows my mind, is you're admitting this is just propaganda.
New York Times
is publicly saying, oh, this is a propaganda operation to demoralize the Russians.
Yeah, New York Times is admitting to be taking part in an info war, and you can read more at infowars.com.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, the funny thing is, all you had to do is like read the New York Times, and you'll see this. So where is it? Let me see. What exactly did they say? I have a post on it on my Telegram from a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was Michael D. Shear is the guy who wrote about it. I was trying to find the actual article.
Yes. So it says, the unveiling of U.S. intelligence that Putin has been misinformed as part of a months-long U.S. campaign. The declassification of a U.S. intelligence assessment suggesting that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has been misinformed about his military forces' struggles in Ukraine is part of a months-long campaign of information warfare by the Biden administration. Okay. So, first of all, misinformed about his military forces' struggles in Ukraine. What about the American people being totally misinformed about the war in Ukraine? Because legitimately, if all you ever looked at was U.S. media, you would think that Ukraine was, like, about to win.
You also think that America
was
70% black. You would
think that Ukraine is about to win.
I like the idea of, like, so the sweating, like, nervous henchmen about to meet their fate.
Yes.
Like, imagine if it's like, it can't be Biden because he's not in charge. But, I mean, I guess for the sake of simplicity.
It's like Arthur Sulzberger at the New York Times.
It's like Biden and Kamala.
It's like if someone goes into his office, they're like, the Russians, they've taken the Donbass. He's like, poof.
Like, yeah. I was just thinking about, like, you're not making, like, certain affirmative action quotas. Like, you're the CEO of some company. Like, it's like, we hired a bunch
Or you did a tweet.
Like, we hired...
You made an politically incorrect tweet.
Like, have you hired a diverse workforce in your Amazon factory out in so and such a city? It's like, we did, but they still unionized.
Yeah, they still tried to unionize. And then Andy Jassy like executes you.
We've had to raise wages and prime delivery is now 4 days instead of two.
We've had hiring problems. We've had to offer higher wages. It's like, what?
It's like have we promoted?
Now you go into the peace and tranquility box. Like,
yeah, right.
Whatever they have, like,
you go in the wank booth.
You go. 2 days in tranquility box.
What company was putting together wank booths? Like, there was some, like, workers could go in there and masturbate on shift. I can't remember what company that was. I'm pretty sure it was in the UK because they used the term, like, wank bank for it or something like that. Wanker. But I was also thinking of, like, so the military, right? You just have, like, what's that, Milley? His name is Milley, right? The general he's the chief. What is he part of? Is he part of the Joint Chiefs? General Milley? Okay, just General Milley is like, have we promoted enough trans
men? Joint Chiefs of Shaft.
Yeah, right. Have we promoted enough trans people and pregnant persons into the officer corps? It's like,
have we tried our white privilege enough here?
It's like, we have tried, General Milley, but they just keep killing themselves anyway.
Yeah.
And that's like, now you go kill yourself. Yes. For the greatness of Global Homo. Then he has Milley has a meltdown. He's like a downfall tier meltdown about not being able to get enough like trans soldiers into the officer corps, like mentally stable people that can run. And you can like yell about, we need, we're trying to send soldiers to Ukraine from Poland now. We don't have enough trans fighters. How will we defeat this threat? And those two
somebody write the script and do this. Do a downfall as if it's General Milley. General Milley reacts to not enough furry trans fighters to send into Ukraine.
General Milley like watches the video of those two like 10-year-olds shooting themselves and has like, those were future 4-star generals. We've lost them. We could have promoted them to the top of the military hierarchy. They could have been running our foreign wars for decades, and instead their brains are leaking out on the bathroom floor and their parents can't open the doors because they fell in it. Terrible.
I just fell down a rabbit hole because I was looking at Kate Bedingfield, you know, the current kindergarten teacher that's like the communications director.
Oh, is that her name?
That sounds like the name of someone who's really hot.
She's not.
Like Kate, what's her name? Beckinsale. Hot. She's really hot. But that's because she puts like foreskins on her face.
Well, I was trying to ascertain as to whether or not her husband was Jewish, and I looked at his Twitter, and he's retweeting Simon Rosenberg, and Jeff Stein is down here saying, Biden says the current crisis highlights the need for clean energy investments to make America independent of energy provided by countries like Russia, deprive tyrants like Putin of the weapon of fossil fuel. This is the goal we should be racing toward. Like what? Solar panels?
This is what they're saying about Europe.
Dude, these people live in another dimension.
Oh yeah, this chick is not.
Oh, you want to talk about Interstellar?
Cute. Oh my god!
Look at the fifth dimension.
The Bedingfield chick.
I would rather watch The Fifth Element.
Ooh, that's
yeah. She totally looks like a. She and Jen Psaki have the same air about them of like these
like horrible bitches that
toddlers had to do finger painting.
Like how they just shouldn't be opening their mouths to anyone. It's like just open your mouth for like the dick to land in it. Just shut up. Like
her
Jen,
husband looks
take
like
those
a bug man.
Take those massive milkers and like suffocate your stupid husband with them. Leave everybody alone.
Yeah, her husband looks like a bug man. Anyway, I don't know if he's Jewish. It doesn't really matter. He's probably a Zog toady. I mean, that's what these people are. I have no respect for Gentiles that like work for these fucking people. None. That sit there and lie, and then you know that they're like. They may not. If they don't know they're lying, that just further proves that they're just stupid fucking women.
David
that are Keyes just,
is some climate faggot.
Well, here's my thing on this. So as far as this renewable energy crap, this is the thing that they're saying in Europe right now. But it's like, okay. I mean, let's assume that shit will work to power like Western Europe. Okay,
why would you grant them that? I'm not granting them that. It doesn't work
because the point is, it doesn't even matter because even if it would, even if it could, you can't do that today. You can't do that. That would be a much longer time frame. And in fact, it probably makes it clear this whole thing of getting off of fossil fuels and into renewables, so-called, probably makes it clear what like this separating from Russia was probably part of that agenda all along too. I think now we are getting a very clear picture as to one of the reasons why they were so insistent on doing this, because this if suddenly the world had a way to produce energy that was reliable, had a good ROI, and was not fossil based, then Russia would lose its geopolitical power, which is something they want to have happen. So, I mean, maybe since over the last 20 years, the constant ball fanning of this clean, green energy shit is just another way to do this. The problem is that there's reality here. There's a reality in terms of what can produce energy. There's a reality in terms of the military on the ground. There's a reality in terms of the economic situation and Russia's ability to use their resources to bolster their economic position. But what it is like one thing, though. I think it's even worse in Western Europe, because Western Europe, in the United States, there's a lot of really stupid people like this Bedingfield broad, right? You wouldn't trust them making decisions. She's a spokesperson. And in the United States, there might be some people that actually are somewhat grounded in reality someplace. Somewhat. Not totally somewhat. In Western Europe, there's none. The people that are in charge in Western Europe are fucking retarded, clueless ideologues, because Western Europe isn't an actual exerciser of power. So their leaders are fucking idiots. Like that woman, Liz Truss, who's the foreign secretary of the United Kingdom, she went to talk to Sergei Lavrov, the foreign secretary of Russia, a couple weeks before the war started. Mm-hmm. And he asked her, and it wasn't a troll. A lot of people thought he was trolling. The two, I don't know the names, the two provinces or cities around which the Russians had massed their forces. He asked her, like, because they were all shaking their finger at Russia about having their army on Russian soil wherever they want, which is their right as a state, right? And so he asked, he's like, well, do you respect Russian sovereignty over these two regions? And she was like, we absolutely will not accept Russian sovereignty over, because she thought he was talking about places in Ukraine. Because she's stupid. She doesn't know the geography of Russia and Ukraine in the major cities.
Right.
She doesn't know that.
What's an Aleppo?
Because she's not promoted because she understands things.
Right.
She's promoted because she's a toady of the system, which is what they all are in Western Europe in particular. These people are idiots. Look at the woman. There's a woman they keep talking about who's opening her mouth a lot about like some EU foreign minister woman. It's just like I'm looking at these people and I'm like, go to like the Atlantic Council website and look at these European officials. These are just ideological libtards that only learned how to make the political points to get approved, to get promoted. They don't know anything. They don't understand how business works, how energy works, how trade works. They don't understand this. They don't understand that you can't just tell Russia to fuck off because that means half of German businesses are going to have to fucking close. They don't understand that. And then, of course, if you want to read the media they put out, they understand how to blog and do Black Lives Matter and gay pride rallies. That's what they know how to do. So when you then read the media these people produce, it's like they don't know anything.
I don't view like the alternative energy stuff as part of this agenda to get away from Russia. I regard that as like it's trans energy. It's like you will never be a real power source. You will never hook up to a grid and then independently like fire up.
But can you tell them that?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know how many, like the level you're talking about. Like, yeah, these spokespeople, like they might believe in it, but I think the people really running this shit know that, like, yeah,
I don't think they do.
I think people know that you're not going to get solar panels and wind farms to like replace nuclear reactors, hydro, coal, and like biomass and
particularly
gas,
in Europe.
Just not
I don't
do
think
it.
They do.
Those people,
Europe, the governing people are chosen based on ideological loyalty to Jewish gay bullshit, and it does. They don't need to know shit.
Right.
They're purely in a bubble. They're purely morons. Maybe I think in the United States, there's probably people that are aware of this.
You will never be a battery.
What's that?
You will never be a battery. You will never.
I mean, even a simple American peasant like myself would ask the question of, where are you going to get the solar panels from China?
Well, what are they going to do at nighttime?
Well, here's the funny thing.
How are you going to heat the house on solar panels when, like, the sun is only out 10 hours a day in the dead of winter?
All over like this country and over certain parts of Europe, there are sort of, to the extent they can even get the word out, there are people like us. There are ordinary, like, middle and working class white guys who are doing streams and videos and articles and commentary on this that know all of this shit better than the leaders of Europe. And the thing
is,
we are all excluded from ascending in this system.
Right.
Because any one of us could have ascended to some post in this system, some functionary post in this system, was it not actively discriminating against us. And like I was saying, the guys who I'm looking, that British guy and that Greek guy who I've been watching, those guys have like the foreign policy, economic, and energy policy analysis that's a very high level, very much. And one of the guys was an attorney in Britain and was essentially kicked out of his job as having any influence in Britain because of his politics. So here he is sitting in his apartment doing Russian foreign policy analysis on a higher level than anybody in the British government is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is just in his apartment in London, just doing video after video, telling you what's going on, updating you with a much deeper understanding of the implications and everything. This guy, Alexander Mercouris. And yes, he was a lawyer in England and he lost his job lawyering because of his politics. Because he's basically like a kind of a paleoconservative type guy, right? And there you go. That's what it is. So this guy could help the British government understand Russia if they would hire him to do it. If they would allow him to do it, he would probably like to do it. But no, he'd sit in your apartment and do videos where you just tell other people around the world what's going on because the British government wants nothing to do with you. despite the fact that his analysis has been, I haven't yet to find him not getting everything right.
Just want an analysis.
So, yeah, so it's just like, this is the problem. This is ultimately the problem and why they're reacting. Because, again, like, you know, if Jews are only going to select people for loyalty to their narrative, they're going to eventually get themselves into a position where they're just not getting the truth anymore. They just don't. And it's just like this system. This is why this shit can't fucking last. And I'm actually glad that Russia is doing this because it's making it apparent to everyone how fucking retarded it is. You know, at this point now, Russia has not cut off the gas from Europe. And what that means is that Europe has quietly agreed to his terms and is going to pretend like they're still letting, they're still being allowed to pay in euro
well,
or
sure.
dollar. And they've actually just accepted this exchange regime.
This shows how desperate Putin is, you know, where he would still, like, all this bluster, he's still selling them the oil.
No, what it shows is that he blinked first. That's what they're trying to pretend right
now. He's desperate. He can't live without these sales. That's what it is. It's like it's not that you need the gas. It's like he needs the cash, right?
Well, that's the question, though. Well, the question would be, in that exchange, who needs what more? Does Putin need? Does Europe need the gas, or does Putin need the sales? Because Putin can sell elsewhere.
Right.
So or he can just build up his stocks, right?
Right.
So, you know, so it's like, but Europe, particularly Germany, well, their economies will go bust without this. Like their economies will be hit by like 25% shrinkage. You know, if this happens, like they will have to have like a lot of people have to go out of businesses, or businesses will have to scale back production. People will have to scale back working hours. Like basically everything will get worse and shittier. And so they are the ones that need the gas more than he needs the exports. That's just the relationship. And this is exactly why when Russia and Germany were doing this, were making these deals, all this agitation started in Poland and Ukraine and elsewhere in order to try and break up that relationship. And of course, the current – I didn't realize this. Olaf Scholz is Green Party in Germany. Green Party in Germany is the most obsequious – To essentially ZOG US gay EU NATO agenda, more so than Christian Democrat Union, more so than any of this stuff. Let me see. Let me just make sure that I'm right about that. What is this guy? Yes. Okay. Social Democrat Party. That's effectively. So yes, that's basically the. That makes sense. So yeah, no, he's not Green Party, but I think he was Green Party, and then he shifted to Social Democrats. Anyway, it's basically that.
You lied.
It's the far left party. I lied. Now, Social Democrat was actually the bigger party in Germany for a very, very long time, because they were sort of like the Democrat Party of Germany.
Social Demon Rat Party of Germany. So they're the real racists of Germany, this guy?
Yes.
He's a real racist. Do you want to watch this Trans Day of Visibility thing?
I do. Do we want to do it now or take a break?
Oh, it's fucking, we're an hour and 13 in. Shit. I guess not yet. We have a bunch of videos for the second half. We have two Indian television Let Me Complete, and we have this Trans Day of Visibility shoot. That's going to be fun. And I believe we also have a Merchant Minute. Let me check my special Merchant Minute hotline email. See if more cows come through. Oh my God!
I just want to clarify. I'm wrong. The German government is right now a coalition of the SPD and the Green Party, but Olaf Scholz is a longtime SPD guy, that Social Democratic Party. So yes, the Green Party is the coalition partner in the government. So there are Green Party ministers and shit all over that fucking government.
I don't have the Merchant Minute.
My bad.
I wonder if Morikawa.
What is this right here? Zelensky says he fired two top Ukrainian security officials for being traitors. Sounds like Zelensky is.
Wait,
perhaps.
So is Zelensky like isolated and not getting the right information?
Yeah, is he like desperate?
Staff?
He's like,
is he like
too nervous
and
to
alone?
Tell him?
Like,
too nervous to tell him he's actually lost the war.
Well, it's not that anyone's nervous to tell him that, because what's he going to do? He's just some nerd. Like, it's like they want him to keep up his acting role. They're like, Zelensky, no, you're still winning. Go out there, dance for us, Zelensky.
But President Zelensky, the green screen looks really bad. We shouldn't do any more of those.
Yeah.
He described them as traitors and anti-heroes. We'd like anti-heroes.
But I'm going to green screen you out of my government now. You're being green screened. Put on the green man suit from Always Sunny. You are now fired. You are now green man. Can't be seen by the naked eye unless we turn off the chroma filter. Oh, God. So there's no Merchant Minute here. There's no Merchant Minute.
Okay.
He must really be backed up over there. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it'll show up while I'm eating lunch. I'll have some lunch. Wait for the Merchant Minute. See what happens. Come back, watch some fun Indian language news videos. I don't know. I guess we could just stop this right now. We seem to have...
I want to show you something real quick.
Oh, all right.
Bring up this picture. This is something I saw in like the libtard media talking about the mousy women that they put in the press office. Just bring up that image.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This one's
kind of an upgrade. Look at that.
Well, they're trying to pretend
she's younger and prettier.
That woman is a TV actress.
Oh.
Okay, on the left.
Okay.
And she plays like the politician in some TV show. And they're trying to say...
The Jen looks like her. Okay.
Jen Psaki looks like
her. No. Jen Psaki wishes she looked like that.
They both have red hair. That's about it.
Well, Psaki has that ugly, ratty, like brownish red hair. This girl has like... Well, it's probably shooped up.
I'm sure she colors her hair, but that girl... I'm sure both of them have color in their hair, but yes, it's very different.
Psaki looks like some sort of Irish-Polish peasant hybrid. Like she should be like digging potatoes or something.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So where's the Psaki replacement? Because that's what I thought you were showing me here. What is her name?
Okay, I can show you those two. Right here, I'll show you that. I've got another image here of the two of them side by side.
Very good.
Psaki also has that gummy smile, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go. There's the two of them next to each other.
Psaki has that like big beer gut nobody wants to notice.
It's like this is like your first and second grade teachers. Like that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's what these two women look like.
It's like the milkers are so good no one wants to look at the gut. Oh my God. These women are hideous. Yeah, zoom in a little bit so you can get
They're not like hideous, they're just normal. They look like elementary school teachers.
They're just frumpy looking.
I don't think they're hideous. They're average.
Psaki looks absolutely hideous there. I'm sorry.
Psaki is more... This girl on the left is more normal looking, average.
Yes, her hair is really... Like, you don't look like you're on TV, lady. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, there's other pictures of that woman that are much worse.
Why does it have to be a woman in the first place? Why don't have a man stand up there and deliver the propaganda?
Well, you remember when the George W. Bush administration had a man stand up there doing that?
Ari Fleischer?
His name was Ari Fleischer.
I remember Ari Fleischer. Jew.
Yeah. Just not quite the same thing.
Fuck. Just put like a man up there.
What is with these Republicans with the funny names? They always seem like they're good, but they're always not that good. I don't know what the problem is.
Here we go. This one's great. You're going to love this. One more thing. Here,
talk to the mic.
This I forgot about this. Look at this. Just bring this article up real quick.
I'm waiting for it to come through.
Biden names all women senior communication staff. Oh, there's a picture of...
Is that Yoko Ono? Oh, that's a good picture of Psaki.
Well, that's her press shot, right? That's some kind of...
Look at this fucking... Look at this fucking ape.
This reminds me of those. Is that CNN broad in the lower right? That black bitch on CNN?
Look at this fat bitch.
That crazy black bald bitch.
I don't know if it's the same one or a different one. This one, the bottom right, like with the wide face, like that's like fucking. She must have caught.
I think that's that broad that was on CNN.
She must have caught wide COVID. Because this shit is like.
Wide COVID. But you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you mean. Yeah.
That crazy bald black lady, fat black woman on CNN occasionally.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is more
than
one. This
is not a country. This is a fucking joke.
Like, it's like, yeah. Like there's nothing special about being the bald black lady with the purple lipstick. Like, there's several.
I think that he's
going
to need to make a replacement for the one on the lower left because I think she just shot herself in a bathroom.
Yeah.
You need to replace her.
Maybe the one all the way on the right just fell off the free fall.
Yes, so both of them need to be replaced. They both of them suffered tragic deaths in the last few days. But yes.
I don't see how you could have an American flag at this point, like as a citizen of this country.
No, the Biden administration, it's not like we were all trending in a certain direction, right? But with the Biden administration, it's not, and it's not even about him. He's just the puppet in front of all of this shit. This incredibly Jewish and retarded administration they put in place.
It's
a bit of a break from the norm in how absurd it is.
It's an overcorrection from Trump, the evil white supremacist.
It's a serious overcorrection.
So no matter what,
I feel ashamed, deeply ashamed of being American.
I think that's what they want. They're putting you back into your place if you're a white American, because regardless of what Trump actually did, like, his campaign strategy was make you think you had something to fucking look forward to in this country. Makes you think you had hope of, like, tugging at the reins of power again, white person. And that was totally out of bounds, and we can't have that. So now it's like, we got him out of office, and now it's time to just, like, bring on the fucking purple lipstick bald black bitches and put them on TV, and they're the ones going to tell you what to do. And that's that. So demoralization, the humiliation, and run around in your fucking Let's Go Brandon shirts. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
This is another similar headline, but, like, it's even worse.
This is another good photograph of... Oh, my God.
It's just like... Oh, my God. All-female powerhouse press team.
Like, I want that guy that makes the... Whoever makes those, like, funny memes of you and Stryker. Like,
yeah, do this.
Draw these faces. Like, that one... Oh, my God. Take this...
This is supposed to be a powerhouse?
This is a powerhouse, powerhouse press team.
What are they
powering? This looks like the yearbook editor team at high school.
And
right?
They suck
this
too.
It's like all powerhouse new team of yearbook editors.
Yeah. What's worse than the yearbook editors? Like, when you give them, like, actual. I wouldn't say power, but. Spokespeople.
They have power over, like, doing, like, Aldous PageMaker and placing pictures of people, you know, in the yearbook layout.
Hey, why are there so many white ones? Why am I looking at a 50% white communications cabinet here?
Well, apparently there's a few more, though, and they're like women of various colors and things like that, so yeah.
What do you need white women at all for?
Yeah, I think that Jen Psaki and Kay Benningfield should step down.
Oh.
I think they should internalize their white privilege.
What
and
a nigger this one is. This one's like always like... Mouth wide open yelling at somebody or like cackling on.
That's the same picture that looks like the picture that from that other one was some kind of cut and paste job, which it definitely looks like because their coloring is all off from the. Yeah, no, it's the same exact picture. Look at
the image. Go back.
That's the same shot.
Oh, you're right. It's like in high. It's like higher res somehow though.
This is like a cut and paste job.
And then like they enhanced
that picture on the Evening Standard. Yeah, it's weird. Why did they do that? Why didn't they couldn't get these broads in a room together for a
this woman's name is this, this woman's
they
name is
disorganizing the White House communication fight. Cabinet. Literally, they can't even get them in a room together to do a photo shoot. So they had to do a cut and paste.
This is Pilly Tobar. Take the Tobar pill. The Tobar pill.
She's Jewish, I'm assuming.
I can't make sense of that. Deputy Communications Director, Guatemalan American Immigration Reform Advocate, and former Communications Director for Coalitions on Biden's campaign. Tobar, a former press staffer of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, was most recently Deputy Director for America's Voice, an immigration reform advocacy group. A Guatemalan American advisor was.
What does immigration reform mean? Just more immigration? Just more?
Undocumented. Well, reform is like it's not even just immigration anymore. Like people just get to come here. We don't even refer to the phrase that we don't use the word anymore. I forget illegal alien. Like we just don't even have immigrants. Just like
I mean,
this is just a place.
I guess that makes sense. We don't.
Oh, holy shit!
Don't have a country.
Is she a Guatemalan princess Jew?
Oh no! Sorry, I got it wrong. I thought something. I found an article talking about someone who is the great granddaughter of Henry Morgenthau, but that's not her. That's someone named Sarah Morgenthau. However, she's a main behind the scenes backer of Biden, apparently, which shouldn't surprise anybody. This is actually a very interesting article here. Yes. Anyway.
All right. You showed enough pictures of insufferable women.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break here. We'll be back. It looks like without the Merch Minute, I'm sad to say, but we'll be back with. We've got lots of video content to enjoy, so you can watch video content while you watch video content. mm-hmm. and visceral reacts and whatnot. So we'll be back in a few.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
This is the Merchant Minute. From the Times of Israel, acknowledging that Israel is experiencing a series of difficult terror attacks, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett vowed Friday that the country will overcome them this time, too. Or we're about to get another 11-day war. Get fucking hype. In a series of tweets, Bennett said Israel has known waves of severe attacks such as the Second Intifada that lasted several years, or the wave of attacks in 2015 and 2016, in which 47 Israeli citizens were murdered, and after a little over a year, we defeated the wave.
We will overcome them this time, too, and will strive to do so as fast as possible, he said. See, Zelensky, this is why I can't give you my Iron Dome.
His remarks come after 11 people were killed and several others were severely hurt in several terror attacks across the country and in the West Bank in the past week and a half. Bennett said authorities are not standing by, but rather taking the initiative to thwart future potential attacks. What, by treating every non-Jew in Israel like a terrorist? Please do.
We've already taken numerous steps against those who in the past have supported or been active with the Islamic State, as well as against operatives in other groups. We've deployed police and soldiers throughout the country, he said.
Two attacks in Beersheba and Hadera were committed by Arab Israelis who were affiliated with Islamic State. The assailant in a third attack in Bnei Brak was a Palestinian from the northern West Bank. The attack in Hadera coincided with a landmark regional summit in Israel's Negev Desert, where top diplomats from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Israel, and the United States are meeting to discuss security issues. The premier said officials will also expedite actions to find and confiscate illegal weapons in Arab communities, where the problem is rampant.
These weapons, estimated in the hundreds of thousands, have been amassed over years, and now we must root it out, he said.
Stop and frisk for sand niggers? Please try that. Some 400,000 illegal weapons are circulating in Israel, according to a 2020 Knesset report, the vast majority of them in Arab communities, thank God, which have seen a surge in violence in recent years, driven mainly by organized crime. You love to see it. The tons of weapons, not the organized crime. And ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. A video that circulated on social media showed the two masked men pledging allegiance to the leader of ISIS prior to the attack. Wow, I didn't even know ISIS was still anything to give a shit about. Very unusual for them to be targeting their Jewish benefactors, though. Maybe Israel cut off the free medical care they were giving to these people in the Golan Heights, or stopped sending them pictures of Abby Shapiro's milkers. You know, who knows? And from Yahoo News, a story that gives the game away, if you think about it, just a little harder than a normie would. During Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to the Middle East, Israeli officials sought to reassure the Biden administration that they are taking steps to prevent Russian oligarchs from using Israel to evade U.S. and European sanctions. Well, how would that even happen? Does Israel just give citizenship to any rich person who will pay them? Oh, it's because basically all of the oligarchs are Jewish. My hope here, even though it's a long shot getting normies to do anything good, is that we can get libtards foaming at the mouth with rage to the point that they'll call for these oligarchs to be killed in the street for supporting Vladolf Hutlin. Israeli sanctions czar Karen Shahar and Yair Lapid told Blinken that while Israel doesn't have sanctions legislation of its own, it is going over U.S. and European sanctions lists to ensure affected Russians aren't using Israel to sidestep the measures, two Israeli officials said. This includes putting new regulations in place that ban planes and ships that are not registered in Israel from staying in the country for more than 24 hours, the officials added. And how many of the oligarchs are already registered in Israel? Israeli officials say this was done to prevent sanctioned oligarchs, including Israeli nationals, from using Israel as a safe haven for their private jets and yachts, which have been seized by European countries as sanctions are enforced. I'm still pressing X to doubt their commitment to this. There have to be loopholes somewhere. The Jews are not going to permanently destroy several billionaires in their ranks just because libtards in the West are outraged. Guys, Israel won't even keep pedophiles out when other countries are trying to indict them. Come the fuck on. And from religionnews.com, what the fuck? I love daylight savings time now. American Jews say they were blindsided by the U.S. Senate's lightning-fast passage of a bill to make daylight savings time year-round and intend to fight it. The Sun... What are you gonna get the Supreme Court to strike it down since it's like 33% Jewish? The Sunshine Protection Act, which passed the Senate on March 15th, will make it nearly impossible for Jews to pray communally in the morning, Jewish advocates say, and still get to work or school on time during the winter months. Aw, that's too bad. But you're 2% of the country, and we're supposed to be a democracy. Our democracy, apparently. So go kill your Jewish selves, or go to Israel where you can do whatever the fuck you want. According to Jewish law, morning prayers must take place after the sun rises. Daylight savings time, which currently begins on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November, extends darkness on late winter mornings.
It will affect our religious life, our professional life, and our family life, said Rabbi Abba Cohen,
Vice President for Government Affairs for Agudath Israel of America.
If congregational and personal prayers begin after 8 in the morning, how will people get to work at 9 a.m. or earlier?
I guess they'll just have to stop praying to a fucking demon, huh? And from fastcasual.com, some very good news. Johnny Rockets landing in Israel with 10 locations. FAT, Fresh Authentic Tasty Brands, parent company of Johnny Rockets and 16 other restaurant concepts, has signed a development deal to expand into Israel with 10 franchise locations, according to a company press release. Oh no, this story is about American fast food. I thought it was about rocket attacks on 10 locations in Israel. Oh, no. For therightstuff.biz, I'm Meraki Yu, and this has been The Merchant Minute.
I was wondering where he was going with that at the end. It was a strange ending.
I found something... Really, you know, it's pretty shameful. Here's a quick article I'd like you to bring up.
My God, you're just full of audibles today. You already,
yeah, I've got a lot.
I already have a video you gave me. Just like, all right, pull this up first thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, it's okay.
We did that in a second. But this is something I think it's disgraceful. The way the United States government will not let Andrew Cuomo be.
Oh,
they're now trying to remove him. From his post as president of Pakistan. So it's really, to me...
I am Hindu.
Deeply unfair.
I am Muslim.
That Andrew Cuomo is not allowed to be president of Pakistan.
Is he wearing that vest to cover the nipple rings?
Yes, I think so. I think he's doing that.
That is pretty... So Imran Khan, assassination plot reported by security agencies. PAC... Minister.
I just wanted to make fun of
what's a PAC minister
resemblance to Andrew Cuomo, but yes, but yeah, basically, ever since just real quick up on this, ever since
basically the joke that I saw that was even better than that is like Zog and the Jews and super Zionists and Zog has fucked up so badly that they're like putting Pakistan in
India and Pakistan are friends.
They're
now,
like they're friends now. Like that's not quite true. I know, but like they're lining up on the same side of this east-west divide right now.
Yes, that's true. So they still hate each other, but they're going to be in the same power block, which is crazy, right? But basically, they've been trying, and I noticed this happening ever since Imran Khan either I can't remember if he hosted or he went. I think he went to Russia, like. Right as this conflict was kicking off and didn't seem to give any fucks because he was making deals with Russia that benefited Pakistan, and everybody was shaking fingers. And ever since then, they've been trying to do some kind of constitutional coup to get him out of power, and as in a way of sort of saying, like, okay, we've managed to get you out of power. The next guy in is going to play ball with us. And it's been failing because basically what Imran Khan did is he brought – like thousands and hundreds of thousands of his supporters out into the street in rallies and such like that to support his government and his party. Now you can, when you're the president of a country, you can do things like that pretty easily. So yeah, he did that, and they've had a hard time. So now he's saying that Pakistani intelligence has intercepted an attempt to kill him. It might be bullshit, but it's either way. One, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, but the U.S. would, of course, blame it on some terrorist faction or something like that if they did it. And, you know, why wouldn't they try to do this? I mean, this is how they operate.
I'm just so confused. This guy's almost as white as Giorgiani. Like, this is like ruining my racist view of the world. Like, what's going on with this guy?
Not what the average Pajit looks like.
I know. It's not. This is not my experience with Pakistanis. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No wonder they're trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny though. He doesn't.
I have to give credit to.
Oh, yeah.
To our buddy,
our guy,
to our buddy Jacob for making that joke. Because that shit, I fucking died when I saw that shit. Has that been being made for a while? I only saw it this morning, and I copied it.
That looks like Mark Wahlberg.
I saw it at lunchtime. Yeah, it does. Holy shit! Oh my god! He fucking does. It's
that's
fucking
even
Mark.
Better than
oh
the
my god,
Kumar
he looks
one.
Just like Mark Wahlberg, like aged out. Well, I don't know. Maybe he looks like that now. I haven't seen.
No, that's what he looks like now, dude.
My god, that looks just like him.
Hold on.
Oh my god, Marky Mark and the
fucking, Marky Mark and the Pakistani
and
bunch.
The fucking in the what is that? Is it the Kashmir bunch? What's the area called they're always fighting over? Marky Mark
Marky
and the
Mark
Punjab
and the
bunch.
The Packy bunch.
The holy Packy bunch. Shit. Oh my god. Good vibration! Sweet!
That's basically what Marky Mark looks like now.
That's incredible. Yeah, we gotta. Jamie, pull up Mark Wahlberg.
Picture of Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, I was just pulling one up.
Let's do a side by side. Here.
See, I think
this is a relatively recent.
I can't
one.
Find a recent photo of him. All these photos are, like, pretty old.
Now, you gotta find one where he does that expression.
Yeah, he's got to be doing that look, and he's got to be, like, old and chubby like he is now. Yeah, see, this is an old picture of him.
That's older?
Doesn't really do it justice. Like, he's still pretty young there. I don't know. This is not something we can do on the fly, because you have to find the right picture of him at the making the right.
Yeah. He
makes that expression. He makes that exact expression, though.
Maybe this one's okay.
I think, like, everyone makes that kind. Everyone makes like
that one's, that's closer. That one's pretty good. That one's pretty close.
He's younger, though, but still, yeah, still. It does look like him.
The deep concern, the furrowed brow. They're trying to kill me out here. Oh my god. Like, why did my brother get to be a New Kids? What about me?
Oh god. Well, he was already doing stuff before New Kids came around. But anyway. So I did want to do that. We can do that. We can pivot now to that British video. This is just
this one's alright.
We don't
too.
Need to
look, it's Chef.
Yeah, that's not bad. He's got a mullet there.
I'm
but,
saying
like,
I think that's Chef.
Chef, President of Pakistan, Andrew Cuomo, or Donnie Wahlberg. You decide.
Chefy
Mark,
Chef.
Sorry, Mark Wahlberg.
Chefy Chef and the Fat Girl Bunch.
Dude, the Chubby Bunch.
The Chubby
Bunch. This channel annoys me.
Whatever. Who cares?
This channel annoys me because I know that Chef understands like what hot fat girls look like, and that's not what he posts there.
I just
not
like
what he posts.
I like the cupcake.
Hot fat girls. Okay, that's interesting. Anyway, let's not.
I'm a cupcake.
Let's not get distracted.
I'm a
cupcake. We do an upright show here.
No, we don't. What are you? That's the problem. Is like you always try to think we do. It's like the key to this whole show is that we don't do that. I guess the key is like you don't understand that we don't do that. So you, when you push back,
keys, and I'm serious, and no one else is, and that's a good dynamic.
The good dynamic is like you're
except pushing. Sometimes I can be funny too, though.
Yeah, right.
So how does that work?
It's you. We drag.
Dude, I'm not entirely humorless.
We drag you down.
If
the
I was
totally level.
Humorless, the bit would be better. But the problem is, I'm a riot too.
We gotta cater to the one guy in the comments who's mad by this routine.
Is there still
there's
a guy?
Always one.
Is there
by
always,
the way,
there's always one who doesn't
this
like
all
it.
Natural cough syrup is just honey.
What is that?
It's just honey.
It's
branded Robitussin.
Have you got COVID?
Robitussin.
No,
natural.
You can't have COVID. COVID's gone.
Well, then I don't have COVID, but there were people who had sore throats prior to COVID.
Yeah. But then you put on
it's
a mask.
It's possible to have a sore throat.
You're never supposed to have them again. Like, sickness is over because we do social distance.
But what's funny is, like, this is literally, it's all natural cough syrup. It is just honey.
Hmm.
In fact, it says that. It says it's honey.
You should get some castor oil.
And ivy leaf. So it's just honey. I guess there's a little bit of maybe a herbal.
I'm gonna go outside and eat plants so I feel better.
Dude, honey is so good. Honey is really good for a sore throat. You get a nice coating.
This is just for Sven. Just look at this headline. I'd forgotten all about
just
this.
For Sven. That's the hair dye that I use.
Oh yeah, here we go. This is a good one. This is fun. People,
blue
this
cases.
Will be a good, this will be. A, this is a good callback. This is good. Remember months ago. Remember those days? Those halcyon days of COVID.
Are you laughing at me trying to read the headline? I hope. Blue cases tick up.
All right. I'm being quiet.
Blue cases tick upward as COVID restrictions ease. The flu didn't surge back this season, but doctors remain concerned about what could happen in the fall as our flu immunity fades. But can't you just get flu shots? A nurse administers a flu vaccination to a woman at a free clinic in Lakewood, California. There's a Lakewood in California, too? How many Jews do they have?
It looks like they've got nothing but beaners there.
So, I was a cynical person, I would kind of start to suspect that they're going to say it's just the flu now.
I actually saw...
Did you get it?
I don't think you were sitting here, Mike. I was telling Alex that I saw at some point this week... one of these, like, whistleblower, outside of the mainstream, like, science-y types that had some kind of Substack. Maybe I think it might have been a Substack. I don't know. So this means somebody who's been removed from the peer-reviewed scientism? Like, the scientism religious cast? Like, he's been kicked out. Mm-hmm. And he was blowing the whistle on, like, please don't stop enjoying COVID. We're about to have, like, the next variant is going to be super, like, Omicron tier contagious and like original OG COVID tier deadly. I don't know what he's basing this on, but this guy was calling out that we're just due for like there's going to be like a huge massive. I mean,
let me tell you something about science. Science is just QAnon for atheists.
Yeah,
look, this is a scientific called cough remedy, and it might as well be. It's just as scientific as any other cough syrup you're going to drink. It's just honey with some kind of herb in it. It's just as scientific as any other cough syrup. Difference is I can't slam this whole bottle and have a kind of an interesting experience.
We can't make lean out of it?
I'll just be like, I just slammed a whole bottle of carbs.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting fucking outcome.
Totally a huge calorie intake for the day. That's
the interesting outcome is I have diabetes now. I gave myself... the opposite of lean. Like I'm now heavy.
I think honey might put like one metabolic process in the way of you getting pure sugar. Like I think, but I'm not sure exactly. Again, that's just my way of doing science. It might be better because it's sugar, but it came from a natural.
I don't even feel like investigating this particular claim.
What the one? What's that? The flu one or the one I talked about?
No, the one that Mike just talked about with the honey and the sugar. I just don't care. I don't give a fuck. And please don't leave any comments about it either.
I don't care either. I'm about to take another swig of this stuff just because it tastes good, though.
When my throat hurts, I just swig seed oils.
It does help.
I find seed oils very soothing, and lubricating, and tasty. Mm-hmm. I like seeds. No?
Yeah, this is definitely giving me a nice coating. It feels nice. It's definitely working.
You know what would work, though? Schnapps. Schnapps would be good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he just took another swig. He literally just looked like an alcoholic.
I took like a little tiny swig.
He's taking little nips of.
And taking a little nip of.
I got to tell you though,
hair
like
of the dog that bit you.
I hate science.
It does taste.
And I want to talk about. You're making me want to talk about Interstellar again. Alex, do you remember the science in Interstellar?
Did we ever talk about Gattaca? Someone sent me a message saying I wanted you to talk about Gattaca.
We can get back to Gattaca.
Oh, it was Pale Hominid. Pale Hominid was like, you guys are so
I need to rewatch Gattaca before we talk about it. And I'm definitely
that's a good project.
Way more on board with rewatching Gattaca than I am.
I just watched Gattaca like 2 weeks ago. It was good. But
rewatch Gattaca this weekend, and we can talk about that.
But the religious effect of science in Interstellar is so profound. Like, just the sheer amount of these people have no fucking idea what they're talking about, but they make up these crazy concepts. Like, just think, like, a wormhole or a black hole. Like, these are just things that, like, your equations don't solve for. So rather than just admitting there's got to be some data that we don't know about, it's like, no, that's just the place where everything gets sucked in and disappears. It's like,
I got a better explanation.
It's like, that. I should have tried that in, like, high school with my, like, my Math 3 teacher. Like when doing the quadratics, like, dude, I can't possibly solve this equation. Like some of the data is over the horizon and has hit a singularity, so I can't possibly detect what X is. I can't solve for X.
You're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. Here is why the science, the astronomy, cosmology, whatever, the Stephen Hawking style scientist people. Here is why they came up with the idea of wormholes and black holes and stuff, which are phenomena for which there is no evidence. Because it facilitates the writing of sci-fi where people can travel into in very far distances in immediately as if it was like the whole big universe, civilizations on the universe could contact and get close to each other just like countries and nations on planet Earth within similar time frames.
Well, see, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. So you can do
stories about international intrigue, but just you're talking about planets.
The other option's so much worse because it's going to be like Tolkien and you're going to have like them in the ship and they'll be traveling for like 3 chapters or 4 chapters or 5 chapters, just them in space.
Or the whole book.
The entire book, just them in a spaceship flying gradually towards their destination.
Maybe you
gotta speed it up.
Maybe you stop at the moon and you talk to Buzz Bombadil for a little while.
Buzz Bombadil.
Buzz Bombadil. I was thinking.
He wants to tell you stories about how he got there.
Yeah.
I have to write down Buzz Bombadil.
Buzz Bombadil. That's good.
But like that's all the reason why people come up with shit like the Earth is flat and domed and the space is fake. It's because like these wormholes are fake. Black holes are fake. This fucking singularity.
I think people come up with that stuff because that's an equally good sci-fi story.
Or dark matter. I don't know, man.
The conspiracy theories about Earth, the different shapes of the Earth and stuff, those are just also cool stories. Those are also fun kind of things to believe in.
I think those are just like...
wormholes. Like the wormholes, like, oh, at some point we could zip between planets. And that's awesome. And some people are like, no, dude, there's actually an ancient alien race that constructed the Earth as a hollow sphere, and we're inside of it. And that's cool, too. Hmm. All this stuff is just fun stuff to believe in. That's what I think. It's just fun. It's just cool.
I got to argue for
a couple hours
with the science tutorial last night, and by the time the argument was over, they deleted their account.
You
don't want to argue with me about science. I'm Scottish.
I just want to talk about how they
gladly argue with the Tuesday if you loan me a bob today.
I just want to talk about their replacement priest class that they've created and their dumb things that they make up. They're just as every bit as absurd as any piece of scripture that they would say is absurd because it's been translated 16 times and the person who wrote that was illiterate.
Isn't really doing wormholes. They're doing like trannies.
Right, but...
The current priest class.
Right, but they're interrelated. Practically related. Like... If the wormhole people...
Fistulas?
Like if you... Yes. Yes, the pinworm holes.
The worm fistulas.
God damn it. The pinworm hole is way better. The pinworm holes. If the pinworm hole people don't have any credibility, like how can you do the tranny science? Right? Like you have to look to... You have to be able to look to Neil deGrasse Tyson and you have to believe in Stephen Hawking and Einstein and they all have to be on the same page. Like there's weird quantum mechanics that you'll never understand that we don't understand either. We make shit up, and also like women can have penises.
Yes,
yes, I know.
Remember in Battlestar Galactica they had the FTL drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the fistula light drive. That's what the F stands, fistula.
Didn't they have the Epstein drive?
Epstein.
In that other sci-fi show.
Is that like
Epstein
your
drive?
Is that like your drive?
Yeah.
To, like have
the drive
sex with children?
To kidnap children. God damn it. I have this. I've got this van and I'm going on a drive. I've got this 15 passenger. All right.
Drive 2011.
I swear I was watching a science fiction show that had an Epstein drive in there.
That rings a bell. I don't remember what it is though. That does ring a bell. I don't know what the Epstein drive was. I recall that being.
Maybe it was the Expanse. Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember.
Maybe we just made it up
the
one
Expanse,
day.
Expanse like the dilation, like they've expanded like the.
I could look it up, but I don't really feel like doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, there's definitely an intersection between trannies and wormholes.
Doesn't really matter.
But like,
both are frauds. Both are fake.
But see, there's the scientific priest class that Sven is talking about. It's like they aren't aware that philosophy of science even exists. Like they just they have
the
like
idea this, of what of how you determine what is true and things like that. That people argue about this.
Yeah, well, it's, they, it's more, they've never heard of my favorite word, epistemology.
Yes. Oh God.
Oh,
now I got to pee.
Epistemology.
I'm gonna take epistemology.
No, I always
the epistemology of Piscataway.
People feel like when you're doing that, you're doing a bit of a nihilism. Like you're doing a bit of a like, well, you can't ever really know anything. And it's like, that's not true. It's a serious question. Now, I think that ultimately there are certain things where you just decide, like, I believe it because I can see it. Mm. Like niggers, like trying to mess around with me about the epistemology of like race realism. It's like, well, here's the thing. You can argue with me about that,
mm-hmm.
but I know that you believe the same thing I do because I don't see you walking through a nigger neighborhood at 11 o'clock at night as the only white person.
Yeah, we should start like the nigger neighborhood challenge.
That's how I know you truly believe that what I'm saying, right?
But it's.
But I mean, these people don't understand like just the basic limits to empiricism. Like they think empiricism just stands by itself as like this magical way to understand the reality around you.
So they just want to create a group of people that when they say something, everybody just believes it. And you believe in them, so like all these things that you're quibbling about, like that doesn't serve.
Cloud,
yeah, that doesn't serve that interest. It's like so in Interstellar, like the world is dying out. There's blight, and all crops are failing, and it's like a matter of a couple decades are left until like the human race just starves out and suffocates because the atmosphere.
Was this because of the Russia-Ukraine war that this happened?
No, actually, a side point to that is like they didn't actually. They did a thing that I'm not sure if I resent or not. They didn't like do some like hackneyed, like inconvenient truth, like blaming this all on the cars. They didn't do like a blame the working class for their like everyday
right.
energy use.
The things you bought bread and now the grain is bad.
Yes. They didn't do any of that. They just basically said it was happening.
You bought an 8-pack of hamburger buns.
But it's like
now we have no grain.
Right. Well, they opened up the thing with like all these there's food shortages, people are starving all over the earth, and it's like right, but like every time that happens it's because Jews did something shitty with politics. Like right like looking at like right now, like there's going to be a grain shortage and food shortages in fucking like in Africa and the Middle East and shit. And it's not gonna be because of like global warming. It's not gonna be because mankind is so like no, it's gonna be because Jews fucked up international relations and they tried to push around somebody they couldn't push around, and when they saw that they couldn't just push them around, they kept pushing anyway, and now there's going to be no way. So it's like
and hey, that doesn't even have to be that way because Russia has made a point of not destroying the crop. Like the crop is still in the ground
right
now. If the Ukrainians destroy it, that's something
that would be. I mean,
they have not been destroying the crop.
I expect that to happen at some point. It's like the next best thing is like NATO.
Well, what will happen
destroy
is,
the crop and blame Russia for it. Say they've destroyed the
that's
wheat
what
crop.
They'll do or they'll just sanction the they'll just sanction it because if the crop is harvested and Russia controls the territory, they'll be like, sorry, that's just sanctioned.
That would be good. That would mean that crop can't be sold into the West at all. That'd be good. That'd be good for the West. That means we don't get any wheat. That could go
you
straight.
You don't buy wheat from Ukraine anyway.
Yeah.
It's not high enough. It's not good enough.
But so he does a non-political like destruction of the earth. Like that was the one nice thing about it. But it does ignore like politics. Yeah. So the plan is to like find another world. And Michael Caine is like this long suffering like father figure who's like is dedicated to getting all the humans off of Earth to a new planet before the world ends, before the race goes
before plot device happens.
Yeah, but what he's doing is since he is of this, he is like the hyper real version of this scientist priest class. He's been working his entire life on this equation to solve for gravity doing something that I don't quite understand. That's the other thing is like most people like you can't repeat in your own words what it is he needs to solve for and what the thing does because it's all fake, but they've constructed this illusion around that kind of mathematics and physics where even though you have zero fucking chance of understanding it as a layman, you have total faith that these fucking guys know what they're talking about. You see that squiggly square root symbol? Fuck. What does that do? That makes us travel through wormholes if he ever figures this shit out. So he's basically trying to build like a gravity drive, I think, to like get this
square spaceship. Roots also aren't real. Have you ever seen one?
I wasn't prepared for that.
You know what? You can't empirically prove that mathematics are real.
What are we niggers now?
That the deductivers, the deductive reasoning enjoyers always use. deduction enjoyers always do this. They love this.
Is that like when you
carry? There's a really interesting
like a remainder enjoyers
doing my long divisions about this.
If I can't fucking prove mathematics, then how come I know how to do like long divisions and uncomfortable shit
there you
like
go.
That?
This is actually a Platonic argument, and it goes all the way back to that point. There's a dialogue called.
You know who doesn't? Hold on a second. You know who doesn't know about these arguments?
Michael Caine.
Science enjoyers. Oh, science enjoyers have no idea.
Well, they don't get that it's like, okay, so it's sort of like Plato first made this argument, I think, in Theaetetus, which is one of his dialogues, where Socrates, who's basically a literary character invented by Plato,
was
a
man, but no, he's real.
No, I think he was real, but the character is literary.
He just happens to be a foil for Plato every time he appears.
Right, no, it's great though. But the dialogues are I'm telling you, if you enjoy reading, great reading. Those dialogues, they are hilarious to read.
Are you sure Wilfred Brimley didn't write that one? Theaetetus. This is what
Theaetetus.
Theaetetus.
Thigh-tit ass. These are like the three parts of the body you like the most. Like,
I was doing the diabetes joke, but okay.
Oh, diabetes.
Theaetetus. Yeah.
Anyway, in the Theaetetus, I want to explain it because it's interesting. Plato is arguing with somebody else. I forget what his guy, the other guy, his interlocutor is called.
Michael Caine.
There's your word for you.
It's Michael Caine.
Interlocutor, like Lacutus, who was a Borg.
Right. So he's talking to Captain Picard in his Borg form. Socrates and Locutus are dialoguing. And
oh, that reminds me. That's what's annoying about Interstellar. It's just an Energy Cloud episode. Go ahead.
It's just it's just an extended.
It's a 2.5-hour Energy Cloud. It's like a space anomaly. Let's go check it out. Oh, this bad shit happened.
So the idea is that what they do is Socrates gets an illiterate slave boy to draw a square. And the idea is that he's like, because they're arguing over whether or not these things are real or where they come from. And his point is sort of like, I can get this person that doesn't know what a square is to draw it anyway, or something like that. And then, so he sort of, it's kind of a bit cheap in what he does. It's like a bit of a trick. And in fact, one of the things that's interesting about the dialogues is Socrates oftentimes makes like really bad arguments and they like blow the mind of the other person. but it's also interesting just the discussion, which is sort of, but the ultimate discussion is like, what's a square? It's like, well, and then he says even to the, he's like, but the problem is that slave boy didn't really draw a square because it's imperfect. And he's like, right, but you've never seen a perfect square either. So how do you know what it is? Right.
Oh man. Yeah.
And that's kind of the point.
That's
and
heavy.
So it's like
that's heavy.
That's sort
ogre.
Of where Plato then.
Right, you have a concept of what a square is supposed to be, and that's independent of like your sense impressions of squares.
Right. Because you've never possibly seen it, but you can understand an idea of a shape with four equal sides at perfect right angles.
You can even.
So you've never seen that in your life. You have not, and so not even the best formed geometric object could possibly adhere to that. So
it's like that scene.
How do you know what it is? Right?
So Socrates is basically doing the scene from Revenge of the Nerds 2, where they're all smoking weed on that island. Like, what if CAT really spelled dog? Wow, that's
kind of
that's heavy, ogre.
Kind of.
Dog.
Well, he's making a different point than that.
He's actually making kind of the opposite point.
He's making the opposite point. But the point what he derives from this is then the idea that okay, so we have in our heads ideas of things that we can imagine but can't exist, and these are perfect forms. There's a perfect idea of a square, and that he's like, but that must exist someplace because it's in our brain, so how do we get it there? And he's like, and that is the divine, that place where these perfect things live, that we can draw them into our heads. That's the divine. That's essentially a very rudimentary description of Pythagoreanism.
God is a Catholic.
Right.
It's that specific particular God. Not any of the other ones. But that
Obviously Socrates didn't say that, but they've tried to do this. They've tried to make this point. But again, I'm not interested in getting that debate. I just when I first read that in college, I was like mind blown. Because I had never thought like that before.
Right.
So it was pretty interesting.
But I mean, really the point is there's obvious limits to inductive reasoning.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And there's things that is also practical value to deductive reasoning.
I saw
But the thing is, you need both. My thing is, you need both of these things. Can't be pure one or the other.
I saw an example of this.
Well, the empiricism itself, it relies on philosophical constructs that it can't prove by itself.
Right.
It relies on assumptions.
But
you talk to science enjoyers, they don't know that.
Well, the funny thing is, when you get to deduction enjoyers will tell you, like, for example, Austrian economists are deduction enjoyers because their premise is that. But the problem is, how do you ever know if your policies based on your deductive derived principles of economics work or not?
You do a tautology.
Well, you have to look at the results of the. You have to see if what you thought was going to happen happened by comparing what you wanted to happen to reality, and did it happen? And they actually kind of reject that, because then what the Austrians did was they came up with a clever way of getting out of that, which is saying, well, it's morally right for it to be this way anyway. That way, it doesn't matter what the results are. It's just we morally must have this uninterrupted free market because that's correct. And so even if the results are bad or are not what we predicted they would be, it's still morally right.
All right, go ahead, Sven. I know you had something.
Sorry. I can be done doing that.
Well, it's the transgender visibility day. Oh, it's the day after. Today's April Fool's Day. That's when they admit that it's all been a prank.
There's a lot of stuff going on with that.
That's when you admit that, like, oh, haha, not really a woman. But I saw some, like, this kind of tautological reasoning. It was like, trans women are women, too. Well, then what are women? I don't know. How do you know that trans woman's a woman? Because...
Yes, this is a funny little, like, it goes around, a funny around, little around. Logic trap you can get these people in. Yeah,
it's good shit. It's funny.
Well, why do you have to say trans woman? Is there something different about a trans woman and a normal woman? No. Well, what define a normal woman then? Define a woman. Well,
is the implication there that one day we won't have to say trans women anymore because you bigots will get over this?
Normal woman is a featherless biped.
Well, why?
Chick, if I may.
Well, I reject the use of the word normal here.
How do you know what a normie is? You've never seen one. You've never been one. You've never seen one. It's good shit.
It's like porn. I know it when I see it.
I've deduced that normies exist by looking at lights on a computer screen. They told me, the screen told me normies exist.
Oh, man.
Anyway, here's something that does exist on the computer screen. I wanted to show it with that video.
I wanted to talk about I wanted to show something else, the trans visibility commercial. I wanted to see that one.
Oh, do we have that as well?
Yeah, the transgender. We have all kinds of things. We have both of those videos set up. This is the campaign. What is this? The campaign to tackle violence against women and girls. Just the campaign to tackle girls. How about that? Just tackle them and motorboat them.
Well, it is legitimately, because if you let trans women into wrestling, then it will be. Oh, this is the one.
Are these the fine chocolate gentlemen? They're going to stop you from sexually harassing women because they understand that it's wrong.
Yeah, so you've already now given the game away. First of all, this is England.
Okay, I see an Asian.
I thought it was St. Louis.
I think that's just another kind of
name. How's it going, Rival? Oi, oi. Look at the body on that.
You give us a smile.
Mate.
It's rude to ignore people, you know.
Mate, that's not okay.
What?
Enough. We can change how our mates talk to women by getting them to realise that harassment is never okay.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Just show me the messages. Give me the phone.
Enough. We can let victims of coercive control know that support is available.
I don't understand.
You okay? I'm here if you need to talk.
Don't touch me, I don't want to be touched.
Enough. We can show that sexual assault isn't acceptable by helping to report it to staff or police.
That enough fucking faggot has to tell enough. The bartender.
Even
he
small
can't
acts
even
can help prevent
himself.
Abuse. We can stop violence against women and girls.
I mean,
find out how you can be part of the change
actually,
at gov.
I don't think you can.
I'm pretty sure the UK is dedicated to not stopping them.
Hold on a second. The UK is telling me they can stop violence against women and girls.
What are they doing? Assuming people.
Let's do some empiricism on this.
What are they doing? Assuming people's genders in these fucking situations. They don't know who a woman and who a man is. There. Who's harassing who?
Okay, that's a good troll. But that's more.
One was a Pakistani, and they were harassing a little white girl.
Yeah, like you can stop violence against women and girls in situations where it doesn't happen, where you have white men that are the abusers and blacks that are coming, like heroic blacks that are coming to their rescue. But
just that literally never has happened in the history of the earth.
Right. So can you stop violence against women and girls? I mean, we know the answer because we have the answer. The answer is no. They can't. It's just really funny and blatant how a UK government, that's a part of a new campaign they're launching or something like that, that the United Kingdom government puts out a video where they literally say at the end, we can stop violence against women and girls. And it's like, I can prove that to be an objectively incorrect statement using empiricism. And of course, the absurd racial. We don't even need to even comment on this video very long.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it speaks for itself. Like a bunch of white dudes attack. Well, in the end, it's like a white guy is bothering somebody in a bar.
I don't want to be touched.
The situations are either mixed race where the white people are bad and the black people are good, or all white situations where there's one white cuck. But even gayer, that white guy didn't even step in himself. He reported it to the female bartender, and she did something. Say, hey, faggot, why don't you step in if you're going to step in?
They're also, like, calling the cops, it looks like. This person's bothering me. They'd be like, oi.
Also,
we have better things to do than...
That looked like it was a stupid spat between a couple. If I saw, like, a couple out at a bar, and the girl was like, will you fucking stop it, to her boyfriend, I would maybe, like, glance over and then go back to what I was doing, because that shit is none of my fucking business. Yeah. Not even... Like, who cares? Like, couples do that kind of shit. Like, it's not my problem. If you started beating the shit out of her, I'm assuming a number of people would, like, intervene, and then it would be whatever. But, yeah. Unless he was a nigger, in which case everybody would probably run scared. But anyway.
Yeah. This is just... This
also, like, that's the kind of abuse that happens. That's the other lie. That's the kind of abuse that happens. Some dude wants to see his wife's text messages. Some dude is, like, bothering his girlfriend while they're out at a bar. And she's like, will you stop? That's the issue. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, rape gangs, like, rounding up vulnerable, white girls. And basically holding them prisoner and doing sexual abuse on them for extended periods of time. That's... not the issue. The issue is some dude is being annoying to his girlfriend at a bar.
Or even if he's hitting on her and it's not his girlfriend. It's like...
Yeah, or it's like some dude will relentlessly hit on a girl and won't leave her alone. Like, that's the tragedy of our times, right?
It's interesting. That's a structural problem I can't deal with, is rape gangs. They can talk about fake structural problems like white supremacy, but not an actual structural
problem. Fake structural problems like a dude hitting on a girl at a bar and he keeps doing it even though she said stop.
It's like, listen, that evil white woman doesn't understand that she has no right, because of how fat and ugly she is, to turn this man that's sitting on her down, and she should feel so lucky, and her vagina should be distributed amongst the single men of the society.
The 3DPD here.
Yeah. That's the
that
problem
term?
Here.
3DPD?
Three-dimensional pig disgusting, for newer listeners.
Yes. For those of you that were not around in the teens and the aughts.
We've got this... this U.S. Air Force Trans Day of Visibility.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Let's check in with America and see how America is doing.
Let's check our
visibility. What's going on in America?
Let's go into the Air Force.
So we're doing a little globetrotting here. Let's do a little check, trip around the globe.
Everyone, it's the under. I want to wish you a happy Women's History Month. I want to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram, who I'm pleased to be joined with this afternoon.
So that's a dude. That's a whole...
Lieutenant Colonel Fram
is currently
serving as an astronomical engineer here at the Pentagon, working space acquisition policies. Bree is also...
That's a dude.
That's a man.
That's a nigga. That is a
acquisition
whole
policies and processes division. What the fuck does that mean?
One of the highest ranking service members in the military, and is the highest ranking.
is that a POG? Is that what they say? Is that what a POG means?
I don't think person other than grunt really describes this creature.
Service member in the Department of the Air Force. So thank you so much for joining us. You've been instrumental, as mentioned, in the stand-up of the Space Force, and now you're working to develop these
Space
policies
Force.
And processes.
So this is Trump's Space Force, just like man, women. Trans. Space monkey. Space pinworms shot into space.
What am I to make of this?
How am I supposed to react?
That Putin can't nuke us fast enough. That's the only reaction. It's like, just wipe this. Like, I it'll be sad if, like, my life and my, like, children's futures are wiped out. But if Putin just, like, nuked this entire thing out of existence, like, the human race would be better off, assuming they survived, like, the radiation fallout.
Yes, I have selfish reasons for not wanting him to do it, meaning I would be caught in the conflagration and I don't want to die. But I can objectively look at this.
Like, nuke us.
I can sort of
nuke Israel.
I can sort of zoom out.
Whatever.
Processes that are
There's
really
no reason for this to be allowed to exist, though. Like, why is this allowed
to exist? Keep playing this.
No one wants this, right?
No, nobody wants this.
Assistance.
Well, the people doing this thing do. But yeah.
Force for space acquisition and integration, get things moving.
You're acquiring space?
It's going really well. It's an amazing opportunity to be part of something where
it's
we
going
can
really
help
well.
Set the process.
It's going so well. We're going to go to space. Did you see Matthew McConaughey in that one movie?
It's like the space.
He had, like, Michael
Caine. Between your legs that you use force.
Oh, God. You have
keep
to
open.
You just have to stick a probe in there, like, probing space.
Well, hold on.
We've got new equipment. We're just dialing.
Don't say that. You're wrong. This is just a guy with a ponytail and a little
This isn't
bit
even
of
a dilator.
He's not. Yeah, he's
this
not.
Is just, this is just a nigga. This is just a whole nigga.
He's not even doing the HRT. He's just talking like this.
That allows us to remain ahead of our adversaries in space. What we really want to do is be able to make fast and accurate decisions so that there is never a day without
space. Okay, so you're concerned with accuracy here.
Yeah, you're like you want to make fast, accurate decisions. It's like, I'm a girl.
We have one issue here at Space Force. It's accurate identification of things.
That our I just want to ask this guy, do you think your adversaries are intimidated by seeing you in this video?
What do you think our adversaries, meaning Russia, let's be honest,
you know what it is,
like, space.
This guy's just a white male trying to advance in the Air Force. Like,
well,
this is how you
advance. Like, because of the precarity experiencing, like, one way to kind of try and break yourself out of the precarity bubble is to do this, to pretend to be a woman. And then as a white male, you actually can skyrocket to the top. It's really your only option.
This is how you keep the white male.
It's really your only option as a white male
in elite places. Like, he can go to space now.
It's on so badly.
We are seeing right now in the UCOM AOR the importance of our allies and our partners, and really what integrated deterrence means and what it looks like, what it can and should look like. Given your time working security cooperation activities in Iraq, what did that teach you about the importance of our partners and our allies?
Well, it taught me a lot about the interdependence we have, that we can't do anything.
Why did the Iraqis throw you off a building?
Without them, they can't.
Well,
do
here's my question.
Oh, were you not a fag yet?
Is this guy? I want to know: was this guy doing this when he was in Iraq, or was he just a nigga?
No, this is all new.
Dude, was he just a soldier?
Nobody was doing this until like
feeling,
four. Nobody was doing
this
until like 5 years
was
ago.
A soldier when he was in Iraq.
Yeah, nobody was doing this until 5 years ago. This is all new shit.
This is new. This is new.
This has taken a while, and this is like they're trying to get everybody to do it. But numbers
this
I
guy
saw
was just another grunt in Iraq.
Yeah.
Without us, and that we need to build those trusting relationships ahead of time. We can't build the relationships we need in this world on the day a conflict starts. We need to work those now.
Yeah, we're finding that out pretty hard right now, aren't we?
You are an inspiration to many.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing you said correctly.
She just said this nigga was an inspiration.
To many, right?
To many.
I just missed we missed an obvious joke. A really obvious one.
You are.
What's it's that? A Fram.
It's Fram!
It's Fram!
Are an inspiration to many, right? You are breaking barriers. And it's important, though, for us, I think, for everyone to understand kind of what motivates you.
Where's the barrier? Who's manning the barrier? Is there
See,
a barrier?
I want to keep making like fistula jokes, like you're breaking the barrier, the skin barrier
no,
on your grundle,
serious.
But like this
that
is not going
not.
On. Here.
But I'm being serious.
Not.
Like,
this is the nigga.
Where is the barrier? There's no barrier. If there
What's
was a barrier, if there was a barrier, this wouldn't be happening. This video wouldn't be. There would be not be a transvisibility. The barrier is gone.
Well, here's the barrier. Here's the barrier that was broken. There's a barrier to white straight male advancement.
Yes,
so he broke that barrier.
He did break
by
that
pretending
barrier.
To be a chick.
You're correct. You're
yeah,
correct.
That's how you
that.
Break the barrier. The way you break. The glass ceiling as a white male is by pretending to be a tranny.
You, right? What keeps you, what inspires you, what keeps you motivated?
You know, what really keeps me motivated is the people that are going to come after us. Some people have called me a trailblazer.
Then don't come after you.
I do. There won't be anyone.
Really what, you mean the Russians? Like,
call himself a trailblazer.
Motivated too. No.
Not trailblazer, it's like...
trailblazer in some of the things that I do, and that's something I really embrace. Because what that means is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that the road behind me is now paved, and the generation coming after us has an easier chance to make it to...
The road behind me has a slimy, bloody discharge.
Yeah, the road behind me has a slimy trail of discharge. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I'm not talking about from surgery.
To where I've made it, to make it where so many others have made it, but then they've got the time and the energy to go further. So if we can set the conditions where the folks after us get to do even greater...
Like, again, the jokes...
What does any of this mean?
Things. He hasn't said anything. Neither of these people has said anything.
Thrilled.
No, it's
basically
like,
they might as well have been given. This might as well be a My Little Pony script. Friendship is magic.
Well, it's just like, well, no, it's just look at this and stay mad because no one
friendship is magic.
Absolutely. You know, Secretary Kendall says one team, one fight, and when it comes to ensuring everybody courageous enough to serve our country can do so to their full potential, that's exactly what I think that motto certainly engenders.
What about white men?
So thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. Thank you all for tuning in, and again, Happy Women's History Month.
I mean, do our enemies just show this stuff with, like, no comment? Just, look at this.
Maybe this is what emboldened
Putin. I mean, this
Putin.
Might as well be Russian propaganda. This might as well be Russian propaganda.
Why do I have to live in the country that's on, like, on the wrong side of humanity that's going to just be beaten down by just the truth?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I mean, it's sort of funny.
Wrong side of humanity. Yeah, I'm going to start saying
wrong side of humanity. Now, there's probably valid criticisms you could level against any state on the face of this. No state is perfect. No government's perfect.
No,
right?
We are ruled by the enemies
of
humanity.
But when you are out there finding nitpicky stuff about Russian policy, you're like, in Russia, they do this. And I'm like, really? In America?
Does Russia do that?
Does Russia do this? Does Russia do this? In Russia, there are people... with hammer and sickle flags. Okay, I understand that. What about this? Do they have this? Do they do trans day? Do they have trannies all over their military? Do they make a big deal of on TV? Just curious.
I mean, why would I want to defend this country?
There's really no good reason. It's sort of like that's why the people that want you to do it. Get you try and bog you down and trip you up by finding like a policy that Russia might pursue in their country that like you wouldn't like that you don't like that you would disagree with, and it's like, well, one, A, my country already does that policy 10 times as hard, and my country also does this. So it's not really a good argument, right?
I mean, I'm struggling here. Like, how could you convince me I should do anything to defend America, support America? What is the
or if
arguments?
America wants something, why should it get it? Like, America right now wants Ukraine. I don't see why America should have Ukraine. You're not going to be able to convince me. It's going to be a very difficult
America
time.
Wants my, America wants my son to, like, grow out a ponytail and cut his dick off. Like, fuck America. America deserves death.
Every
Jew, every fucking... Every Jenny.
I don't really care if a guy has a ponytail. Some guys can do that and it's fine. But
the
pretending to be a girl thing is the problem.
The thing is, in this country, this shit is exponentially worse every single year. And you're going to have to use mathematics, which is fake, to understand what exponential curves look like. But that's the trajectory that we're on here. It's difficult to predict how fucking degenerate the next news cycle will be because of how fast it's accelerating. This is like you go past the event horizon of the black hole and you're going into like the energy training cloud and you're just accelerating faster and faster.
Except
well, I'm sort of curious,
I wish it
like,
didn't exist
thing,
just like the actual horizon.
What barriers do they, what new barriers are they going to break? Are they going to at some point come around to the point where it's just like white men? Like they actually spiral themselves to the point where white men are now the, no.
No, I'm pretty sure we're doing an extinction of white men.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like that, there's so many more brown people than white people that like they can handle like the losses of some brown people that get tricked by the tranny stuff, whereas whites as
yeah, there's so many new kinds of mutants that they could prop up.
Well, just by numbers, what are we like 8% of the population worldwide? Wouldn't take much. A couple, how many generations of people that don't reproduce do you need? Like get that birth rate down to like 0.2, where just everyone's just gay.
But numbers also remember like
oh.
I think that as the numbers dwindle, the the reactance is going to kick in. I think it already is. So there's always that. I don't think they'll ever be able to eliminate us. No. However, I don't want to become like a novelty museum exhibit either, you know? Like, oh, look at this quaint European village. These people used to do stuff.
A bunch of barriers were erected around their ability to have a society. And then we pretended that they were the ones.
And isn't it cute now? It's all cute. Fun and games.
So. God damn it.
Do you remember back during the Obama administration when we would have like a month or two of just there was nothing to really talk about? Just nothing going on. During the Obama administration.
I remember that Obama administration.
There probably was stuff going on, we just didn't pay any attention to it.
I don't think
that's the case. We were talking about things.
I remember the conservatives being mad about stuff that was like I didn't care about. Like, what was it, like Solyndra or something like that? Wasn't there like some solar energy company that
was
mad
some
about?
Solar panel company that was a grift. It's like, I was like, yeah, I
was like, wow,
it's
a like government
garden
grift?
Variety
Holy shit.
Corruption.
And then there was, the Trey Gowdy thing, the hearings with Hillary. It was that stuff where like we're really mad about.
Which was also like, again, like, yes, I already knew that the Libya thing was some bullshit.
Yeah, like, there's like, attacks on U.S. embassies in countries where we don't belong.
Well, they were mad because they were saying like, you didn't know, you got warning the attack was coming and you didn't do anything and you let these Marines die or whatever. And it's like, the implication being what? Like, I can't even remember. I'd have to look again at what that was. The Benghazi shit. What was their point? Was it just Hillary was just incompetent? I think it was even like Hillary's incompetent. I don't think that was anything went any further than that.
No, it's just like we're gonna get Hillary.
Hillary
yeah.
is stupid.
Yeah. It was just a point. And like, nothing came of any of this stuff. It was just
nothing,
like
of course
yelling.
Came of it.
That's like, that's kind of what the Obama administration was about. And
nothing has ever come of anything Trey Gowdy has ever said.
No, nothing has ever come of anything any conservatives ever. The only thing conservatives ever get is wars. Like, it was neat in like the early aughts to feel like you were getting.
And they don't even need him for that anymore.
No, we got over that hump.
Yeah, Libtard's on board.
Libtard's love
Norman Podoretz or John Podoretz. No, Norman was his father.
John
Podoretz.
The other one, yeah.
Wrote an article about this. He said neoconservatism. He said the Russia war has vindicated neoconservatism, and everybody is on board with the exception of the one of the same groups. We complained about when David Frum wrote Unpatriotic Conservatives right before the Iraq War, talking about libertarians and Pat Buchananites who were not on board. So libertarians and paleocons, and now white nationalism wasn't a big thing there, and now it is a big thing. So that's his thing. So the same group, libertarians, paleocons, and white nationalists are the only groups that are not on board with war. We've got libtards on board. We got rhinos on board. We just have this weird right-wing coalition. It's not even really coalition. It's just different tendencies that agree on this one issue. And they're the only ones. And all we have to do is stamp them out.
You'd have to be brain dead to be patriotic.
Right. And apparently there's only three different political tendencies that are aware of that.
I mean, the elite culture itself tells you that patriotism is bad.
And they're starting to kind of reverse that because patriotism now means saluting to Bree Fram.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, say, can you Brie? Sorry. That was terrible. That was awful. That's not worthy of anything. But anyway, shall we complete?
I guess so.
Oh, can you allow me to complete?
Can we complete the project of the total destruction of the United States?
Allow me to complete. Somebody was saying we were doing the allow me to complete thing. Someone was like, that's what my girlfriend says. But anyway, so if you want to go up to those videos I shared earlier, the Republic World videos, the first video at about 28:17. So the guy in this video, is a guy named Stephen Fish. He's a political science professor at Berkeley, and I haven't no verification. That's
this
the guy,
guy
whose
to.
Mouth is moving with the yellow striped tie in the middle there. He's about to just lie out his teeth. He's about to just lie and lie and lie and lie and just unbelievable, just lies that are so bad that nobody can possibly even take them seriously. He's a Jewish. I think he's Jewish. I'm not sure. He's a political science professor at Berkeley. His name is Fish. I'm like 99% sure he's Jewish. He writes about how we need to get rid of Russia and promote liberal democratic values, meaning like Jewish supremacy worldwide. And he's on the Allow Me to Complete show.
All Russia has done this whole time. All Russia has done this whole time is lie. Lie, lie, lie. That's what Putin does. He lies, like I said, even when it's easier not to lie. But there are certain realms, and war is one of them, where the lies actually don't work. The fact is that Russia claimed to have this mightiest military, and they were going to be really, really a tough fighting force. They're going to roll over Ukraine in a matter of days. Well, guess what? When they get to Ukraine, it turns out that the tanks include all kinds of cheap knockoff parts. And the refueling trucks are fitted with such cheap tires that they fray and they go flat after you've been driving on them for a couple of hundred miles.
What?
So,
hey, can I interrupt for a second? Do you know what's cheap? This nigger talking into a cell phone and not having a microphone on or any kind of like.
Yeah, right. Why are you?
Surprised they have cameras.
Like,
yeah.
This also, what's cheap is the production of Indian news shows, but like. In that, like, yeah, they've got him on his phone, but yeah. I'm wondering, where's the video coming from? Where's the video feed coming from if you're on the phone?
Must have, I don't like know. Zoom or a Skype up? It's wild.
Isn't even serviceable. What's more, half of the missiles that Russia's launching don't explode. They just don't explode at all. Now, you know,
and the soldiers don't want to fight.
Is Russia does not.
What did that guy just say? The soldiers don't want to fight?
Yeah, that guy, that dude on the left there, he's the one in Virginia.
What did he just say about lying even when it's easier not to lie and how in war, like, the lies...
Yeah, right?
What did he say about that?
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. Like, all of this, it's like America just doesn't even have a military. The soldiers don't even have penises. I mean, the soldiers in the American military don't even have penises, and if they do, they've chopped them off.
Have a military.
Don't even have a military.
It doesn't have an air force. It doesn't have an army. They can't take control of the Ukrainian skies, even though the Ukrainians are vastly outnumbered.
What?
With military.
That guy just laughed at you because, like,
girl in Moscow is cracking up. Oh, like, right?
They've been begging NATO for a no-fly zone for weeks. What do you mean they can't take over the skies?
What we're seeing here is they simply don't have a military.
Thanks.
They don't have a military. They can be stopped by these Ukrainian civilians. And
the girl in Moscow
is cracking up.
Nerdy-looking girl from Moscow is just dying laughing at
me. He has to consider right now. I'm speaking right now. Hang on. What India is now going to have to consider. I know you get a great deal of military equipment from Russia, and I know that. But Prime Minister Modi must now be thinking, look at the quality of that military equipment. It breaks down. Soldiers abandon it. It completely reduces morale. The students who actually – the soldiers
– Is this where, like, Vaush gets his stuff?
Yes, this is, like, where Vaush is getting his talking points
from. God damn.
Like, and this guy knows he's lying. And the guy there from Virginia, probably some U.S. military, maybe Pentagon, he's somewhere, in, like, you know, Langley or some shit like that. I don't know. But he was saying, like, the soldiers don't want to fight. And if you go to the second video I sent.
Who's this lady from Ohio?
Another point during this debate. What's that?
Who's this lady from Ohio? What's she want?
She's some other stupid Jewish neocon.
She's
woman.
Just here to show for bad pizza and chili.
Yes. So the second video I sent you is pretty fucking funny too. This is when our knob is about to enter the fray here.
Oh,
our favorite Pajit. Our knob. Allow me to complete.
Here's the smackdown. You must lay it.
Position of
our
America.
Knob's about to lay the smackdown.
Uncertain here. Though I don't want to get drawn into that argument, I'd like to remind you, Professor, you are a professor of political science at the University of California, Berkeley, and therefore you would be. Allow me to complete, sir. I'm speaking. You would be very aware that the U.S. troops are secretly present in 22 African nations. And I would say to you that who is America to say how Russia should not be trusted on their claims of reducing military operations when recent investigations have revealed that the U.S. Special Operations Forces are deployed in at least 22 African countries taking part in quote-unquote direct action operations which ordinary Africans are rarely told about. Please.
as if it would really matter. But let's just allow him to complete.
Find out what's happening in Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, Somalia, Djibouti, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Algeria, Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Libya, Tanzania. Tunisia? Please, sir. One minute. What does it have to do? Okay, so all I'm saying is that was in the response to the question of Russia reducing military operations. And my point is that the Americans are operating in a covert way in several countries trying to influence democracies where they have no right to be. That was the context. That was a specific.
We're killing terrorists and they're killing civilians.
We're killing terrorists and they're killing civilians.
Like, that guy chimes in just to throw in another howler occasionally. He's like, "Oh yeah, we're killing terrorists."
It's not 2003 anymore, bruh.
It's just also like that nobody
shit is so tired. Like half people alive didn't believe it then.
Specific context.
That's completely irrelevant to this conflict with Ukraine.
No, it's completely relevant. I'm willing to argue this out with you. Why don't you ask anyone? You are saying. Now I'm speaking to you as well, and my point to you specifically is this whole argument that others are duplicitous and we are not. Others carry out games of treachery in global affairs. And
I will carry out games of treachery in global affairs.
That's actually really funny. I never said we weren't duplicitous.
We don't.
I never said we when didn't carry out games of treachery.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
The Americans. When I hear that from the Americans, I cannot stop but laugh because the Americans are not ratifying the UN Convention on the Laws of the Sea in full. The Americans are not ratifying the UN Convention of the Law of Seas in full.
Wait,
you don't even respect international maritime laws.
What about admiralty law?
Admiralty law.
You are on the banks taking the current. The bank that controls the currency.
The berth and the dock. You don't respect the flow of the currency with the bank on either side. You don't respect. What happens? What happens to you, Dr. Fish, when you get when the flow of the currency is interrupted?
Oh, what was
you
that?
You get charged.
What was that stamp for any debts
you get
that
charged,
you owe,
Dr. Fish?
How did it go? How was that? What was that stamp that you could put on your bills? Like, with the like corporate United States admiralty law shit. Like, this has been.
Yeah.
Fuck. What was
Dr.
it?
Dr. Fish, allow me to complete. Have you ever noticed that your name is written in all capital letters on the government form, Dr. Fish? Allow me to complete.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen the gold fringe on the flag, Dr. Fish? Have you ever seen that? That is admiralty law.
Oh, I love that stuff.
So, Professor, please, please, we'll have to have a longer conversation. Yeah, I will invite you. We'll have a longer conversation on this subject one
please
day.
Please do. Please do. Okay, so.
Yes, I will.
It's true that
I absolutely intend
things.
To.
It is not.
I intend to.
It is not.
I intend to. But is. My point right now is, Daria. Daria and Victoria.
You reported it.
See, things have to come.
Many times. The fact is, this does not have anything to do with.
Yes, I do repeat it many times, but
I do repeat. I do repeat many, many times.
Dude, he keeps cutting this guy off. It's great.
Great.
Yes, no, great
but
about
Professor,
this?
I also back it up with facts. Daria is responding to you. This is a good debate.
Daria
is responding to you. It's a good debate.
Cha-cha-cha.
Daria responding to Professor Fish. Yes.
I want to talk. I want to hear from Lantern Jaw, Moscow girl.
Quickly,
yes.
She's cuter than any of the girls we got representing our country right
look
now.
Look at that jaw, the muscles, the jowl muscles. She's like fucking.
It's because she's so busy countering American propaganda.
I guess so. She's running her mouth all the time.
Yes, please.
You're gonna give anybody a jaw workout.
Yes, please. I would like to say only one thing. It was very funny to hear about the armaments, but the professor from California has confused U.S. and Russia. U.S. had given to Ukraine the javelins, which had the expired date. And we, with our trade with India, in rubles, by the way, and rupees, which was installed in December, it is very productive. We speak as a partner. India for us is a partner. For U.S., Ukraine was not a partner. It is a slave. So the era of the unipolarity is in the back times. Now it's the era of the civilizations, of different civilizations.
Tell him, sweetheart. You tell him. You tell him, sweetheart.
In the back
That's
times.
That's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. She's also right about the javelins. That was actually a bit of a scandal.
I didn't know the javelins expired.
Really work that well.
I mean, is that like when I get the when I got out the Mucinex that I bought last year?
That,
I can still
not,
take it.
They sent expired ones, and they're not refilling their stocks of them, and so that means that it's possibly this isn't actually a great product. And yeah, so
excited for next javelin. Don't ask questions. Just shoot javelin. Get excited for next javelin.
I mean, she could say like, "Listen, we have all the javelins in our custody. The Russians have captured them all, and they're no good." But Professor Fish, man, that guy is such a piece of shit. But you know what's so great about it? It's like it's watching this Indian guy just bowl over these fucking kikes, these neocon kikes that he has on his show, and watching him just fucking steamroll them. It's incredibly satisfying.
What kind of like
Jew get treated like that by someone else?
What kind of like what did this guy do to the rest of Jews where this is like his status in the world? Like you go on Indian television on the phone.
Yeah, go let the Indian TV announcer abuse you.
Well, just not even before that. Like, you need to go shill for our fucking strategic position in the world to India.
Well, because India, they're worried about India because they thought India was going to go along with them.
That's where
and
we are,
man. And they
didn't. No. Our regime's collapsing. We are exiting
this.
The world stage.
Literally, the most compliant and effeminate people on Earth are steamrolling you. With full moral courage.
Open Bob.
Like, listen to the moral conviction in Arnav's voice.
Oh, yeah.
The State Department tries to come on our show and convince us.
Oh, yeah. It would be great.
I'm
That's
giving
the
you the information. I'm giving you the information right now.
Allow me to complete. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. I'm countering you. I'm countering you. Allow me to complete. And then as soon as he starts talking, he's like, okay, she's responding to you now. Her turn. She go.
I'm going to watch Daria.
Also, that girl's name is Daria, the girl with the glasses.
Yeah.
It's like she looks like Daria from the cartoon. Anyway,
she's pretty cute.
I thought she was cute, and she was right.
The expired javelin.
Liberalism. Wait, was it the time of liberalism is in the back time? Now I can't stop doing Indian voice.
It's in the back.
But she said that is
in the
back
before time.
Oh, that's a good way of saying it. It's like the back time. That is in the back time.
Oh my God, you're right. There are stirred.
The time of unipolarity is in the back time.
There are tons of Arnav videos in this. Holy shit.
Oh, dude.
There's so many.
Is full of them. There's a lot of them are like not anything you give a shit about. Like he talks about let me explain. Arnav works for Republic TV in India, which is like basically it's their Fox News. They shill for Modi. This guy is a Howdy Modi shill, Arnav. Okay. And he's a big like Hindu nationalist, right? He's very pro-Hindu and he doesn't say he's anti-Muslim, but he sort of criticizes Muslims a lot. And so
I don't know if I can get on board with that.
Right. Well, Islamo-Duganism, but I think there's
a
place
Hindu Duganism?
Islamo-Duganism for Hinduism.
Hindu Duganism. Hinduism. I'm gonna write that down. Hinduganism.
Excuse me, Hinduganism. Islamo-Duganist that could, Hindu-Duganist.
Well, this is the debate we want to have, Islamo-Duganism and Hinduism.
This could be that could be the show title, Hinduganism. I like it. Allow me to complete.
Allow me to complete.
Allow me to complete new political theory.
Allow me
There's
to complete
six
new political,
Hinduganism.
New political alignment.
New Atlanticists. You cow-eating motherfuckers.
Allow me to complete new Russo-Asian partnership Hinduganism.
You've never debated anyone like me.
Now
before.
We really will be a multicultural, Mongol, Asiatic empire.
Oh yes,
we'll
we will
world.
Be bringing the brown to Russia.
We will be denying the Holocaust in specific ways that do not excuse the Nazis of their crimes against Russians or Indians.
Well, we use swastika in India. We will bring swastika legalized. We will make Russia. India is going to make Russia legalize the swastika. That much they love it. Anyway,
there are so many videos in here. I don't know where to go.
Yeah, it's not. But you want to make sure you get Arnav because not all the videos are Arnav.
Well, this right here says no. This is Arnav. It says worst perpetrators, and it's actually worst perpetrators. Okay, Indian TV. Of atrocities. Arnav reminds U.S. of committing multiple human rights violations. Oh, this is over.
Oh, this should be good.
That's over a month old. Never mind. This is from before the war. Oh, well.
It doesn't mean it's not good, though.
Yeah, let's see. He's got somebody from Washington.
Solidarity against...
It's probably some...
Professor Kupchan. This is the one we watched with Kupchan?
Yeah, we've seen this one.
Well, why is YouTube suggesting me that I watch it again?
Now, coming together now, against Professor... Russia, India should get off the fence.
Yeah, we did watch that. India should get off the fence. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kupchan.
That was the original Allow Me to Complete.
Yeah, why
wait, was it?
No, yeah, that's the first Allow Me to Complete.
It's from February 26th.
Yeah. Well, that's right after the war started.
The UK is the last country that should lecture India on its stand. Oh, this is Tatiana Kurhava. It's not the dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. No, there'll be other people. He's not on the same network as the Mr. McAdams guy. But Indian TV is like by far like basically the best coverage of the best English language coverage. There's probably other stuff not in English.
That's shit is good. Lit.
Yeah, it's good. There was the original one I played. I'm trying to find. It was on my Telegram.
What's Professor Snape doing over here on the right? He's got like...
What's that?
It's like Professor Snape from London over here on the right.
Is that the people of India?
Huh. It is.
Just like... Ugh. All right, we got any more content? I feel like we ran out of content here.
I mean, I'm trying to find another good...
We jettisoned the... we undocked from Interstellar too soon, I think.
Yeah, I can't find the...
we undocked from Interstellar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Free market Indians be like, allow me to compete.
Allow me to compete. Listen, we built call center.
We are Indo-Austrian economists. Indo-Austrians.
I would like to have job in America.
The Austrian business
running cycle. Convenience store or doing QA. Allow me to compete, please.
Allow me to compete.
Allow me to compete.
H-1B. Allow me to H-1B. Oh, that's
allow
not...
me to complete H-1B application.
It's good. It's good. It's good. I can't believe like this thing like now like Pajit has to be my friend, DeMarcus BTFO. At least our knob now.
Yeah, I like our knob. Our knob is fucking funny, dude.
I imagine you have to watch a lot of like really impossible to stomach like footage before you get to some like gold like those couple things.
Yes, there. You have to watch like really
like a lot of shit you don't care about or like this dude with the fucking with the podcasting mic that's on there and it's just
yeah no those debates and you got to get the highlights. You don't want to watch the whole thing.
That's wild. All right, well, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else for this week.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Everybody's working.
There was another great video of it, but I already played it. Anyway, yeah. Where he talks about the one where he talks about NATO and Serbia.
Yeah, we did that. I remember.
Yeah, that one we did a while ago. That one's great. Where he's like, you talk about small countries and big countries.
Yeah,
let me tell you a story. Small country called Serbia.
That's the first one we watched, wasn't it? Wasn't that the first one?
Yeah, that was the best one.
That was the first.
That was where I first got turned on to our knob content. Yeah, it's pretty hot stuff. Yeah, it's become a bit of a sensation.
Yeah,
really, I don't even know where I stumbled on that video, and then I started sharing it, and now it seems that people are really liking
like,
it.
I understand. I understand that, like, you know, it doesn't take much to start getting like local news network affiliates, like their clips showing up in your YouTube feed. I don't know what you got to do to get Indian cable news, though.
I still don't get it. I didn't subscribe to that because they come out with a video like every 5 minutes and it would just like fill up my... Maybe I'll just subscribe to Republic World TV. But,
oh, my God.
Oh, I remember what it was. It was Mr. McAdams. That Mr. McAdams thing went sensational. Oh, and then I started looking at other Indian
shows.
I found this guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's right. The Mr. McAdams went viral.
This guy's better than the Mr. McAdams guy.
Oh, yeah.
Arnab is like way better. His haircut is also better. He's got that hysterical... It's like when Pajits do like... He's got like the Pajit version of like a white guy's like wavy, you know, like 70s haircut.
Oh shit. There's a new Red Letter Media.
Yeah.
Was it Rich?
Yeah,
was it Rich?
Darkman.
Rich. Yep, I was watching it.
Rich Evans and Bauman, huh? All right, we have to watch that.
Yeah. So
I don't know. No, non-mic content. Tidbits. Non-mic content is tough, but at least that's still the A squad there. Rich Evans and Jay Bauman.
I don't like watching stuff if there's no if Mike isn't involved in it. It's not as good. I'm not talking about myself. So get this.
Yeah.
So our buddy Paul at Polish Connection, or Hot Polish Takes, I guess he's now changed it to Polish Connection from Hot Polish Takes,
right,
on Telegram, has a couple of funny posts. He's got this tweet by some Polish channel, Program 1 of Polish Radio, Jednica. So the president, this is from April 1st. Now, this could be April Fool's, so I don't want to get fooled again like we did. Oh, the Nord Front thing was an April Fool's joke, by the way.
Really?
I don't even know if you heard that. Yes, they're back, and they were doing a prank.
Okay.
Yes, and their article said admitting that they were pranking people, apologized for fooling Stryker, and said it wasn't his fault because he's in a different time zone. I'm like, don't worry about it. Stryker always jumps the gun on stuff. Like, he always sees something he agrees with and immediately jumps on it. Anyway, now this could be an April Fool's joke. I don't know. So I'm just giving you that. It says President Jarosław Kaczynski, not Uncle. That's a very common name in Poland. Without Ukrainian women and children, we would not be able to achieve a positive birth rate. They are necessary for us to survive because we made many mistakes in the area of healthcare.
Where is it from?
It's you can see it on the Polish Connection Telegram channel. It's a tweet that our buddy Paul shared from some Polish radio station. It could be a prank. Because it is April Fool's Day, so just beware of that. Now, here's what's not a prank, is a tweet by the U.S. Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism from September 24th, 2019. Now, today, Deborah Lipstadt was just confirmed. Now, she had been nominated when the Biden administration started, but she was finally confirmed today. And this is something that Jews were really up Biden administration's ass about, is not getting her confirmed. She was confirmed today, but here we have a tweet from 2019.
Wait, confirmed for what?
Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism.
Oh, great.
Which we've had for a while. And here's a tweet by the U.S. Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism that Paul posted on his Twitter from September 4th, 2019. It says, great meetings in Warsaw today with my friend Minister W. Kolarski and Police Human Rights Officer Colonel Kazkowicz. Thank you, Poland, for training 100,000 officers on hate crimes and teaching police commanders about Judaism and the Holocaust, fighting anti-Semitism together. So this is the kind of thing that the Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism does. They go over to other countries, to vassal countries of the United States like Poland. Hmm. I'm sorry to say it's true. And they have the Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism go and talk to your police commanders and create programs for your police officers in your country to learn about fighting anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. In other words, basically making sure that the police in those countries know their primary job is protecting Jews, not protecting anybody else. So there you go. So that's what you get when you join NATO and the EU. That's what you get. That's the thing you're doing. That's what you get. That's what Ukraine is fighting for right now. They're fighting for the right to have the U.S. Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism go over to their country and create a police program whereby all their cops are trained up on anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. That's just what it is. There you go. So, yes.
All right, let's move on to the weekend.
Yes.
It's fucking cold here. It's April. Why is it cold? This bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing. About done.
It was fucking 20 degrees like 2 days ago, 2-3 days ago. 20 degrees.
Where's that global warming I was promised?
Which usually I don't mind in January, but it's a little bit odd at the end of March for it to be that cold.
All right. It'll be warmer later. It won't. It's never going to be warm again.
It'll be warm again.
With nuclear hellfire from Russia.
Yeah, hopefully.
Always give your best. Never give up. Never discourage. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may be.
Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.